this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. While not predicting it, President Trump isn't ruling out the possibility of a sharp economic downturn amid uncertainty over the impact of tariffs.
After making several references last week to possible economic pain, the president was asked on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures if he's expecting a recession this year.
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition because what we're doing is very big.
He also said Americans will need to be patient before seeing the benefits of his tariff and trade policies.
It takes a little time.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Tariffs, a huge issue north of the border, where Canada's Liberal Party has chosen Mark Carney as its leader. That means left-leaning Carney will be the country's next prime minister, succeeding Justin Trudeau.
The Canadian government has rightly retaliated and is rightly retaliating with our own tariffs that will have maximum impact in the United States and minimum impact here in Canada. And my government will keep our tariffs on until the Americans show us respect.
Carney heard on the BBC. President Trump says Canadians have taken advantage of the U.S. for far too long. He's committed to leveling the playing field. As Canada imposes retaliatory tariffs on the U.S., China is hitting Canada with a fresh round of agricultural tariffs. President Trump says the U.S. may soon be lifting a pause on intelligence sharing with Ukraine. It was instituted after that Oval Office dust-up with Ukrainian President Zelensky. All five people on a small plane survived yesterday afternoon's fiery crash in a parking lot in Manheim Township, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. No injuries on the ground. Those on the plane hospitalized, several taken to a burn center. There's been no word yet on the cause of the crash. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down more than 300 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Most people in radio commercials talk really fast. But we made this one for RV owners. Progressive knows they like the slower pace of RV life, like this commercial. And they know Progressive will protect their RV at a fair price with discounts. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Good Monday morning. We are Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's a 6:03 on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. We've had a couple of things at the Old Harbor Tunnel. We had a broken down vehicle about 20 minutes ago. They cleared that, and now there's an incident southbound on the right shoulder after O'Donnell Street. Looks like it may be another broken down vehicle, possibly a minor wreck. There's an impact already. They're looking at it. We're getting two lanes by, but we're backed up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. So already about 5 to 7 minutes getting through there. And then after that, we're fine. Can see 95 overhead going to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and the lanes are open there. There's one minor wreck in Howard County. Heads up for that, Route 1 and Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of sunshine this week and plenty of mild spring weather. 65 the high today. Tomorrow's even warmer, 70, and only briefly cooler Wednesday, 58 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 36 degrees. Downtown Baltimore a bit warmer at 44. Good morning. It's 6:04 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. A case of measles has been confirmed in a Howard County resident who recently traveled internationally. The Maryland Department of Health says the case is not associated with the measles outbreaks in Texas and New Mexico. Out of an abundance of caution, health officials are trying to identify people who might have been exposed to that virus. Anyone who visited Dulles International Airport's Terminal A on transportation to the main terminal and in the baggage claim area on March 5th between 4 and 9 p.m. may have been exposed. Baltimore's center stage is risking federal funding for refusing to comply with anti-DEI guidelines. The updated guidelines from the National Endowment for the Arts states that recipients must not include programs promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion to receive funding. Center Stage Managing Director Adam Frank tells WJZ-TV that the theater is generally receiving around $30,000 in grant funding, but the mission is a theater for everyone, and it will not change that in order to receive funding. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott has become a father for the second time. The mayor and his wife, Hannah, welcomed a daughter on Saturday, which was International Women's Day. The mayor says Camden Lee Scott measured 19.25 inches in length, weighs 6 pounds at birth. The mayor posted a message on social media saying Mama and baby Camden are doing great. It's 6:05 on WCBM. WCBM Sports is next.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing, must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, with 17 days to go till opening day, the Orioles suddenly find themselves with roster spots to fill. Grayson Rodriguez shut down for an extended period after being given a cortisone shot, will not make opening day. Reliever Andrew Kittredge also lost, perhaps for months, arthroscopic surgery on his knee. This comes all on top of Gunnar Henderson's muscle strain from a week ago. The Orioles have a situation. On the field, stellar performance by Tomoyuki Sugano yesterday, 9-up, 9-down, including 5 strikeouts. As the crafty right-hander has not allowed a run in 3 appearances this spring. The Orioles beat the Twins yesterday 4-3 was the final. Ravens news, the team has come to terms with Ronnie Stanley on a 3-year deal. $60 million that will keep the left tackle in Baltimore and out of free agency. This was GM Eric DaCosta at the Combine expressing optimism.
I never want to say 100%, but I feel good that we'll have a good, healthy debate, a good process. We're going to meet with Kim in Indy this week, and I'm optimistic that we'll be able to get a deal done.
And that's exactly what they did. And finally, Towson University still alive in their quest for the NCAA tournament. Tigers beating Drexel yesterday in a CAA quarterfinal, 82-76 the final. Dylan Williamson with career-high 32 points in the win. Up next, the Delaware Blue Hens in the semis tonight on CBS Sports Network. Coming up at 6:35, the Steelers getting busy in the AFC North. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is Monday, March 10th. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm still setting the clocks on my house for the correct time.
You haven't quite sprung forward yet, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, if you wait long enough, it'll catch up
to you.
That's right. Top stories for you this hour. Baltimore City needs Doge desperately. We'll tell you why. The Democrats continue to suffer from TDS. Top story here today is the latest scheme launched by Maryland Democrats in order to somehow, extort more money out of your household budget, out of your wallets, out of your pocketbooks. It is, you probably heard of it before, it's called the VMT, the Vehicle Mileage Tax. It started out in California, Oregon, Washington, in pilot projects. It's even has made it as far east as Virginia. Well, Maryland lawmakers are considering a new bill, House Bill 1457, that could introduce a highway use fee for drivers, replacing the current $125 annual surcharge for EVs. They're calling this MBUF, Mileage-Based User Fee. The bill currently is under consideration in the Maryland General Insane Asylum following a four-month pilot program in the state. If passed, it would require drivers with vehicles achieving a fuel economy of 25 miles per gallon or more to pay a highway user fee in addition to the existing fuel tax. The fee would range from $5 all the way up to $182 a year, based on the average 11,000 or so miles driven per year by Maryland motorists. Drivers can opt out of the highway use fee by participating in the voluntary MBUF program. And right now, similar models already in place in Virginia. Drivers there are paying anywhere from $6 to $128 a year. And officials now estimate that 42% of Marylanders and the passenger vehicles get 25 miles per gallon or more. So this is going after the gas guzzlers, you know. So four states offer.
Or anybody who drives a truck, or anybody has a pickup with a V8 that they need for work. I mean, it's not just we're going to go after those rich gas guzzler types. If you have to have a V6 or a V8 for hauling purposes, or a V8 in your engine because you have a lot of stuff back in the cab, then it's screwing the work.
Are you haul something as well for work or for pleasure, whatever the case may be? But here's the thing: it does replace the $125 annual EV surcharge, but they're adding this tax on top of the existing gas tax, which is what now, 48 cents a gallon, if I'm not mistaken? And that went up, 2 years ago? The first time it was hiked under Governor Moore, it went from like 43 cents to 48 cents, something like that. And it was indexed for inflation as well. Maryland's one of the few states in the entire country that indexes the rise in gas tax to inflation. So every time inflation goes up, your gas goes up. Thank you, Maryland Democrats. And now they want to charge, if you get 24, and how are they going to tell this? How are they going to know? How much is it the honor system? Are you going to have to fill out notes? Are you going to have to attach something to your vehicle that the state now is going to know how much MPG you get?
And exactly where those MPGs are being used, where on the highways you will be. So if you say, I only drove 12 miles to work and back, they'd be able to track you going right down 795 to work every single day.
Here it is, big government, once again, got their eyes all over us here in the state of Maryland. We'll talk about more about the mileage. What are they calling it? MBUF. It's everybody else calls it a VMT. Now we got to come up with a new name for it.
Yeah. Well, here is our very own MBUF, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Buffer.
Oh, I would call it an enema.
Enema, yeah.
Enema. There's got to be some way we can put something together with that. Because somebody's getting a pipe somewhere, you know damn well. The minor incident, which was southbound 895 after O'Donnell Street, that is now cleared. So we're getting a little progress there now. We're starting to get better after the Urban Avenue ramp. So we'll keep an eye on that, but it should start to clear out, and then we'll see if we build back in the next half an hour or so. We're looking at the construction area. It looks like they're setting up northbound 95 after Route 24 in Harford County. Already some flashing lights in that area. That's a 76-mile marker on the northbound side. Beltway looks good. JFX, you're clear. Nothing major right now, even down the west side early from 795 to Frederick Road. So that's doing okay. There was a minor wreck about 20 minutes ago, Howard County, Route 1 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, what a week you got in store for you. At least the first part of the week is looking really nice. And the Weather Channel says sunny and mild today. And it's going to be dry at least through Friday. Today, sunny 65. Tomorrow, sunny and 70.
Wow.
We cool back down for Wednesday, 58. And then before we warm back up into the 60s, a lot of part of the week. So this is going to be one of the few remaining weeks in winter, but it will feel like spring. Right now it's clear and 39 in the city, 39 in Forest Hill. Time for some one-liner news. Costco has announced it has pulled back on inventory imported from Canada in response to Trump's tariffs.
Okay.
So stock up now on your 24 packs of hockey pucks. Yeah. Make sure you get
maple syrup, man. Yeah.
Get the big four-pack of 5-gallon jugs of at Costco. Fox News host Laura Ingraham and Maria Bartiromo have been named to the Board of Trustees at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. How about that?
Interesting. Oh, very nice.
Next year's Kennedy Center honorees apparently will be Rob Schneider, Roseanne Barr, and the Village People. Making sure they get... I think they ought to put all these Democrat cringeworthy performers up on stage there. Get them all together in one spot. Tesla dealerships and charging stations have been targeted by vandals who are protesting Elon Musk. Right here in the Pikesville Owings Mills, the Tesla dealership right up the road, they had another. I saw they had a group of protesters out there Saturday. Hey, somebody's got to teach these liberals how to spell. Two signs. One said Medicaid. M-E-D-I-C-A-D-E. I swear to God.
That's a new drink.
It is. It's and the other one was Medicaid, M-E-D-I-C-A-D. So apparently nobody on the left. Nobody on the left apparently knows how to spell. At least who's filling out the signs. They probably had kids do it. Maybe the kids spell. Who knows? Donald Trump's golf course in Scotland was vandalized by pro-Palestinian protesters.
Saw that.
Yeah. What a great chance you have of persuading Trump to come to your side of the table by defacing
destroying,
his golf course.
Destroying someone's property,
Sure.
Read the room, folks. People are criticizing the president for spending $18 million of taxpayer money to travel to play golf in just 6 weeks of his new administration. But they're okay with Biden on vacation 500 days.
Yeah.
Right. That was all right. North Korea has unveiled their first nuclear-powered submarine under construction. And they're going to name it after one of their most beloved heroes, the SS Dennis Rodman. Did you see this? UNC football head coach Bill Belichick has fans worried after a clip emerged of the 72-year-old football coach struggling to walk straight without the help of his 24-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's a nice departure from the old days where Tom Brady used to have to carry him on his back. So.
Yes. Oh. That's
nice. A new survey out, Chuck. Rush hour reflections. This, of course, the worst part of Maryland rush hour routes. Most likely to prompt commuters to rethink their lives. What do you think the major arteries are that would make Marylanders rethink their lives?
Maryland part of the D.C. Beltway.
Right.
Yeah, the Parkway, 95 between the two beltways, anywhere on 695 now. It's every day.
Yeah.
Tunnels.
Number three, I-270, Gaethersburg to Rockville.
Oh, yeah.
There's a problem there almost.
Was that 75
day.
Lanes across that now, I believe?
Number two.
Pretty close.
695, north side, Towson area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's worse on the west side.
Number one, 495, Montgomery County between I-270 and College Park.
Yeah.
So those are the worst. Yeah. And they say the number one spot nationally is I-95 and the Jersey Turnpike from Newark to the George Washington Bridge. And the LIE is number two on Long Island.
As we know, the tunnels every day have their moments. It takes two things to go wrong, and we're backed up 5-6 miles of both the tunnels. You know, so it's a given every day.
Yeah, exactly. Two gun incidents. A man was shot outside the White House yesterday.
Yes.
Apparently it was
carrying a weapon.
Suicide by cop. Secret Service took him out. And the others, did you hear that a staffer to a congressman was able to sneak a gun into the Capitol building during the president's speech on Tuesday night?
Didn't hear that.
Was this a stunt?
You know, they're still investigating it. They think it was accidental, but one never knows. So, again, this is a... ongoing issue for a lot in the, in the Trump administration, especially the Secret Service. The guy was apparently this was ex-U.S. Cal police officer Tariq Johnson is the one that
spilled the beans. They were trying to keep this hush-hush, and he was the one that that found out and blew the whistle on the whole thing. So they're saying the staffer is unidentified. We don't know which party, and we don't know which staff belongs to. But a little bit later on, we have caught AOC red-handed, and we're gonna out her right after the 7:30 news this morning. You know, it has to do with illegal aliens. Baseball movies.
I thought it was going to be that you find out that English is actually your first language.
Do you have any top baseball movies?
Yeah.
They come to mind?
Damn, I agree.
Hollywood Reporter made a list of 10 baseball movies. Here are the top five.
The Natural.
The Natural's number five.
If they build it, they're all coming. What was that one?
Number four is 1957's Fear Strikes Out. Mm-hmm. Number three is Bull Durham. Number two is Moneyball. And number one, Eight Men Out. Of Dreams did not make the top 10.
Didn't it really?
No.
Pride of the Yankees, which is a Lou Gehrig story.
Pride of the Yankees.
That's the old movie.
That did make the top 10, but not.
And Major League.
Major League did not.
Of course not.
Nor did Sandlot, which was a cute kids baseball movie. Or even Angels in the Outfield, which is my kids, one of their favorites. But, I was shocked that Field of Dreams did not make the top 10.
Yeah, why wouldn't that be in there?
Yeah, go figure. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple, take 21, and
Chuck
coming back.
Chuck is the luckiest man.
Your thoughts on the vehicle mileage usage tax, whatever we're calling it, here in the state of Maryland. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Realestate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel. But if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 6:23 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
If you're leaving the city and you're heading south on Russell Street, and then eventually that becomes the BW Parkway, report of an accident now around Annapolis Road, Waterview Avenue. So that would be just south of the area as you're moving down from the bridge at I-95. So be on the lookout for that. We'll try to get a look at it with the camera, but it could be affecting the ramp from 95 south that will take you down onto Russell Street and eventually down through the city-county line. Good ride to Annapolis right now, both sides of 50 clear from the Bay Bridge over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast says it's going to be a sunny, mild week today, and today going to be a really nice day, so get out and enjoy it. 65 under sunny skies tomorrow, even nicer, sunny and 70, 39 and clear in Annapolis right now, and it is 40 in Parkville. And, of course, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor
range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
All right, we're talking about the mileage-based user fee proposal, House Bill 1457, that would replace the annual surcharge on EVs that would be added on top of the existing gas tax that you pay already in the state of Maryland. Again, if passed, it would require drivers with vehicles achieving a fuel economy of 25 miles per gallon or higher to pay a highway use fee in addition to the existing fuel tax. That fee could range anywhere from $6 to $182 a year. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Kevin. By the way, I just want to let you know this past Friday was my mom's birthday. So, Amy, if you're listening, I hope you had a very nice birthday celebration last Friday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mom.
Thank you very much. Here's a question. A lot of people use motorcycles like the Honda or, Kawasaki to travel to work or go great distances. And, of course, they're gasoline-powered, so they have to use that. They also have to pay this kind of tax as well, or are they exempt because they're on a two-wheeler instead of a four-wheeler?
If they get under 25 miles per gallon, they will not have to pay this tax. It's only going to be applied to those vehicles that get over 25 miles per gallon or higher. So the motorcycles, but they would still have to pay the existing gas tax, but not the mileage-based user fee.
Yeah, one of the things that irks me about this is, in addition to basically screwing anybody who's a working man, that if you're going to have a bigger vehicle because you have needs, it screws anybody with an older vehicle. I have a 2014 and a 2012 vehicle. The 2014 vehicle, I think I get maybe 22, 23 at the outside.
Well,
and
it's a
six banger. I don't do anything unusual.
I think it's an interesting point because how are they going to measure this? Is it going to be on what the car is rated when you bought it? Or are you going to have to hook something up? How are they going to determine what your miles per gallon are? Now, my car already has electronics, onboard computer that basically tells me what my rolling average is of miles per gallon. But many other cars don't have that. So how are they going to determine that? Let's go to
Good
Joe.
Now your operator.
Oh,
thank you.
Joe
and
Perry Hall hung up. So Joe, call us back if you got cut off, whatever the case. So I don't know how they're going to, again, and they say you can opt out if you volunteer in this program. I guess
opt out if you volunteer to do what?
If you do the mileage-based user fee program. So I don't know what the purpose of that is. I have not read the bill yet. This is a Fox 45 online article. So I'm going to have to print out the bill and dive deep into the details. Let's go to Kevin in Baltimore.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'm curious, is this 25 miles per gallon or more or less? Because if it's or more, that wouldn't affect people with, like, trucks and stuff that get lousy gas mileage. It would affect folks that have cars that have great gas mileage.
It seems to me it wants to punish people that have gas guzzlers. It says 25 miles per gallon or more.
Right. If you get, like, 40 miles per gallon, they're gonna tax you.
Yeah. Or, yeah, well, exactly.
No, it's got to be the other way around.
Oh, exactly.
Around.
The non-gas guzzlers. That's what I meant to say.
Okay, so non-gas.
Guzzlers, right.
They're punishing people that get really good gas mileage.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that's
absolutely ridiculous.
Well, look, I'm going to print out the bill and confirm that because I don't want to create any more confusion. I meant to say it is the non-gas guzzlers that they're going after here.
Yeah, if you get below.
Yeah, if you get below 25 miles per gallon, that is a gas guzzler. I don't think that's a gas guzzler because you get 24 miles per gallon today. That's pretty good.
In the city? Yeah.
Yeah. Or even 18, 19, 20 in the city is good. But Kevin,
those folks will be taxed.
All right. Well,
awesomely bad idea.
I'm going to print out the bill. We'll clarify it. Thanks so much, Kevin, for the call.
Appreciate it. Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say "I love you" or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning, or maybe you're hearing your favorite song, not hearing all of it or hearing it clearly. Perhaps your mom, your dad, your brother, sister, your spouse are missing pieces of conversations you're having with you or with other old friends. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100.
It's 6:30. Coming up next, more Democrats with TDS. Right now, latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you. A strong case of measles has been confirmed in Howard County. A resident who recently traveled internationally. Maryland Department of Health says the case is not associated with the measles outbreaks in Texas or New Mexico. Out of an abundance of caution, health officials are trying to identify people who might have been exposed. Among those who might have been exposed is anybody who was at Dulles between March 5th and between 4 and 9 p.m. You may have been exposed. Make sure, sir, you get yourself checked out. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott has become a dad for the second time. The mayor and his wife, Hannah, welcomed a daughter on Saturday, which was International Women's Day. Mayor says Camden Lee Scott measured 19.25 inches in length, weighed 6 pounds at birth. Baltimore's center stage, risking federal funding for refusing to comply with anti-DEI guidelines. The updated guidelines from the National Endowment for the Arts states that recipients must not include programming promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion in order to receive funds. Center stage managing director Adam Frank says the theater generally receives around $30,000 in grant funding, but the mission of the theater is for everyone, and it will not change that in order to receive funding. Baltimore police investigating several weekend shootings. Officers heard gunfire at the 3200 block of Chelsea Terrace about 6:30 Sunday evening. Found a man with gunshot wounds. Victim taken to the hospital in serious condition. On Saturday, separate shootings injured two men. While around 9:30 in the morning, a man turned up at a hospital, grazed wound to the head. Police believe he was shot the 1400 block of Myrtle Avenue. Shortly after 11 o'clock in the morning, police called to a hospital for a report of a walk-in shooting victim. Police have not determined where that shooting took place. 6:32, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3, 242. Your pick 4 was 6336. And now at 6:33, you're in touch with traffic and weather on the threes at Chuck Whitaker.
95 South is a little bit slow here coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Brake lights now right after the O'Donnell Street ramp. And from there into the tunnel, the left tube was a little bit slow. Didn't see anything. Everybody's coming out of the tunnel on the south end, but we're backed up there. That's going to start to move some traffic over onto 895. So we'll start to see some brake lights there as well around O'Donnell Street. We'll let you know if that changes. If you're coming off of 95 South, the ramp that would take you down to the BW Parkway, at the end of that ramp at Waterview Avenue, there's supposed to be a wreck there on the right side. Not affecting the ramp too badly right now, but heads up as you come off the ramp and eventually going south on 295 down to the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of sunshine this week and plenty of mild spring weather. 65, the high today. Tomorrow's even warmer, 70, and only briefly cooler Wednesday, 58 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, Tomoyuki Sugano's performance took the sting away somewhat yesterday, but the fact remains the Orioles will be without their presumptive ace, Grayson Rodriguez, for an extended period of time as the right-hander has been shut down with pain in his right triceps. A cortisone shot has been administered, and he will start the season on the injured list. So now the starting rotation projected for the Birds looks like this. The ace apparently would be Zach Eflin. Charlie Morton would be next. Dean Kramer third. Tomoyuki Sugano would roll fourth. And then either Albert Suarez or left-hander Cade Povich will earn that fifth slot for Baltimore. Right-handers Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells are waiting in the wings, but not till after the All-Star break, at least because of injury. Ravens news, the team and all-pro left tackle Ronnie Stanley agree on a three-year, $60 million deal, preventing him from testing the market. The free agent negotiating window set to open today at 12 noon. Elsewhere in the NFL, major news out of Pittsburgh. The team not having won a playoff game since 2016. The Steelers taking a shot. Adam Schefter reporting the acquisition of wide receiver DK Metcalf in a trade with the Seahawks and will sign the two-time Pro Bowler to a five-year, $150 million deal that is very un-Steeler-like. Bills and Josh Allen have agreed on a six-year, $330 million contract through 2023, making Allen the highest-paid quarterback in NFL history. Browns pass rusher Myles Garrett staying in Cleveland and usurping Max Crosby as the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. 4 years, $160 million, $123.5 guaranteed. And finally from the NFL, Devontae Adams leaves the Jets and signs with the Rams for 2 years. On the ice in D.C. yesterday, Caps looking to close out the Kraken late, and you know what that means.
Along the dasher, gun goes round and round. Wilson looking to elevate for Ovechkin. There's an empty net waiting. Alex on the backhand! Point number 1600 for the grade 8 is an empty net clincher.
Joe B. had to call a monumental, and that wasn't a typical up-the-middle-of-the-ice empty netter either. That was a backhand from the corner. Ovi now just nine shy of the all-time record. 4-2 Caps win. Their fourth win in a row. They hit the road in Anaheim. It'll be tomorrow night. College basketball, a fitting send-off to one of Maryland's all-time greats. Saturday in College Park, Baltimore's own Julian Reese was the star on Senior Day.
Gillespie on the reload. He's such a great conductor of this offense. Off the screen, Gillespie, pocket pass. It's Reese attacking the rim and angry at the cylinder.
Colin Peacock, 19 points, 11 rebounds in Maryland's 74-61 win over Northwestern. The playoffs beckon a double bye for Maryland as they will start on Friday the 14th. The time now is 6:37 when we return the competitive nature of Scott McGregor.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA. Pacific.
First of all, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good weekend.
Yeah. Great weekend.
Both. Okay. Thank you. So the competitive nature of Scott McGregor, this is a good story. I talked about Sugano being very crafty. Well, you know, Scott McGregor was very crafty. So how crafty? So I used to work for the Orioles back in the day, 2004 and 5. I was in the corporate sales department. After the season was over, we would invite our sponsors onto the field for a game, right? And they loved that, right? So we had, you know, former Orioles come in and be part of the festivities and schmooze with the clients, et cetera. Right. Well, Scotty was one of them. So Scotty would take the mound. We would divide up teams. Scotty was on one side, Larry Sheets was on the other, Bumbry was there, etc., etc. So I come to bat, right? And I'm batting from the left-hand side against Scotty McGregor. So McGregor throws strike one. I look at it, kind of like gauging the situation. Comes in with the second pitch. I line it down the right field line. Foul. Right by where the cutout is, right? Wow. But I got a big swing on him, and I really connected. I'm feeling really good about myself, right? Pitch number three, he comes in, he changes up on me, pulls the string. I complete the swing before the pitch gets there. I'm on my heels. My knee hits the ground, okay? And Scotty looks at me and he goes, "That's for hitting the ball foul on strike two." He does. Oh, my God. Yeah, he got me on that one.
Well, the amazing thing is, of course, to find your strike zone, this is like when Bill Veeck put the little guy in. You know, that's not the easiest thing in the entire world.
I think that's probably the best comparison you've ever made.
Yeah, so you're calling me the next Eddie Gaedel, huh?
Okay.
That's a great story.
You won't play college basketball as a center. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I'll have to deal with you later, Bruce.
Okay, yes, please.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. Yep. Let's go to Lou in Westminster. Good morning, Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, morning. How you guys doing?
Fine, sir.
Good.
Hey, I'm trying to make sure I'm hearing it right. Are they taxing vehicles that are, doing better on mileage? Or
yes. No. Yeah, and I'm sorry for the confusion because I was reading from another article, but I've now printed out the bill. They're going after the hybrids and the EVs because they're not getting enough money on the surcharge.
So if your car gets 18 miles an hour a year of gas, you're fine?
Yeah. You're going to pay the existing gas tax, but this bill is targeting the zero emission and plug-in electric drive vehicles that are there's a use fee for alternative fuel efficient and plug-in EVs registered in the state. And the other thing that's interesting is the MDOT is going to determine the miles per gallon for each.
Oh, really? They will.
They will determine.
On what expertise?
And here's the other one. You can opt out of the mileage-based user fee if you just pay a flat fee. So, rather than go through all the whole year and then having to, figure out the usage, then you can just pay, I think it's 85% or something like that of the...
When I talked to the call screener, then I was right then. So they're going to punish people that have vehicles that are doing good, which is what they're screaming that they want everybody to do, but they're going to punish you. That's great. That's why I've been out of Maryland for 28 years. I'm in PA now, but I mean, no state's perfect.
Yeah, remember, like they basically said, we want everyone to drive these EV cars. And there's a mandate in Maryland that by 2035, no gas-powered cars will be sold in the state of Maryland, even though some Democrats are starting to wobble on that one a little bit. But so they push it to this stuff, and then they start to, once they got you by the short and curlies.
Wow.
Well, like you said, too, that's the whole point, though. They're losing money bad because people are buying, their vehicles aren't using as much gas, so they're getting less than the...
Right, but they're only losing money bad temporarily because the Democrat scheme is get as many people as we can with plug-ins, hybrids, and EVs.
And then tax the hell out of them.
And then tax the hell out of them, right.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, Lou. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling into the program. Appreciate that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And you look at this bill, and it is... it's just... Oh, by the way, this is the best part, too. Guess which doesn't apply to this bill? Guess which kind of vehicle?
Anything driven by a lawyer. No, tell me.
Well, you're close.
Right?
A vehicle owned by a governmental entity is exempt.
Oh, there you go.
So if you're driving a state-owned car or a federal car or a city-owned car, you're fine. You won't have to pay the mileage-based user fee. It's House Bill 1457. Welcome to our nightmare.
How special for all of us. 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck, Harford County. A busy intersection here, Route 152, which is Mountain Road, at Baldwin Mill Road, which is 165. Don't know yet about road blockage, but a couple of vehicles were involved there. Just watching the ramp again from 95 south onto Russell Street. Russell Street then becomes, of course, the BW Parkway. The accident was reported near Waterview Avenue. If it was there, it was a big problem. The ramp itself would be backed up so far. Not a big problem coming off of 95 south. Beltway on the west side now is filled in. 795 down through Route 40. And then after that, we're clear down the hill towards I-95. Don't see anything major at the tunnels right now, but backed up with the heavy traffic. 895 around the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 around O'Donnell Street.
you're on the eastern shore in Queenstown, new minor wreck there. I think it just cleared to the shoulder, southbound on 301, right at the merge at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel forecast, sunny and mild today. It should be a dry at least through Friday. It'll be 65 today, 70 tomorrow. Right now, 39 and clear in Arnold, 39 in Middle River. Time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of
Johnson. You know what the three most exciting sounds in the world are?
Uh-huh. Breakfast is served, lunch is served, dinner. No.
Oh, yeah.
Long John Silver's. Long John Silver celebrates the Lenten season with the launch of new coconut butterfly shrimp. They're also offering the new Oreo cookies and cream cheesecake and add a $6 shrimp basket deal.
I love those coconut shrimp.
The coconut shrimp?
Oh, I love those.
Good stuff. Yeah, especially if you get a good dipping sauce with them as well. So, good stuff. Hardee's is baking the new strawberry lemon biscuits, limited time menu item. So, if you like your biscuits.
Like a dessert biscuit?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not like a side biscuit that you eat with your meal. I guess you would eat it afterwards because it's got the strawberry lemon, it's got icing on it. The flounder fish sandwich and shrimp tackle box are back at Popeyes for the 2025 seafood Lenten season. Mm-hmm. They're also joined by the strawberry cream cheese fried pie.
Wow.
You want to try something really good? Kristen made this. What do you call it? I think it's a, is this an apple Danish or a tart. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's a tart.
It was a tart. That's what that is. It's like an apple pie tart.
I'll have to leave now.
Delicious.
It looks amazing.
And she was experimenting on us, but
the experiment apparently succeeded.
She was testing a recipe, and it did really well. Let me tell you, really good stuff. Shake Shack welcoming its first ever discounted combo meal when you get a Chicken Shack sandwich in order of crinkle cut fries, small soft drink for just $9.99. So, Chuck, you have many options this week.
I don't want any of them.
Really?
I didn't have to work for them. I don't want to work for them.
Oh, it's not any good unless you can like barter it.
No, I just want, I want to go in and go to the window and pick it up.
Right. You want somebody to either pay for it for him or to bring it to him.
Either one is fine.
Yeah. Exactly. So he doesn't want to have to open up that wallet, which I think the last time was opened up was sometime probably back in the late 70s.
Chuck, of all the things that were just mentioned, which one intrigues you?
None of the above.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I'll download the damn app, and I'll pay for it, and all you have to do is go pick it up.
Okay. Probably the chicken. I don't think we have a Chicken Shack here.
Shake Shack.
You have Shake Shack there?
I thought you said Chicken Shack.
Well, it's a Chicken Shack sandwich.
Oh,
at Shake Shack.
So you did say Chicken Shack.
Yeah. You used to go to the Chicken Shack on... That was right next to the dollhouse, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Right across the street. Businessman's lunch.
Down the block from the 2 o'clock club, where you go at 2 o'clock.
Two o'clock club was... I was in there once. That was enough.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You were escorted out.
No. I walked out on my own, thank you.
All right.
My feet were stuck to the floor. It was time to go.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you in a couple. All right. Let's go to Becky in Pasadena.
Good morning, Becky.
Hi. Good morning. The reason I was thinking about that bill you were talking about with the whole gas mileage thing, and I was wondering if the idea behind it, since it's for cars with better gas mileage, is because they have better gas mileage, they're not using as much gas, therefore not paying as much gas tax, that... it's going to, EVs, they don't use any gas at all, that this is a way of basically getting money out of them because they're putting wear and tear on the roads.
I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's at current $125 a year for EVs. They're saying that they're losing money on that proposition, so they need to put this new tax in. But I think you hit the you got it. You nailed it.
And the great irony, I was thinking about it too, is that usually under environmental umbrella laws, you know the people with the gas guzzlers get screwed on those, and now the good gas mileage is getting screwed under this. So basically, it's a damned if you do and damned if you don't.
You get it either way. In the state of Maryland, they got you. You know,
if it moves, tax it.
if it doesn't move, subsidize it.
Well, Craig says, he texted in this morning, he makes it very, he says, look, if this taxes those that aren't paying a reasonable share of road taxes, I'm all for it. The current tax on EVs doesn't come close to paying as much as I have to, even though those vehicles are heavier and cause more damage to the roads. Well, in the case of a Tesla or one of those hybrid SUVs, right. Yeah. He'd be right. But if you're driving a Prius or one of these lower, a Corolla, whatever the case may be, a hybrid, then they don't quite weigh as much. But he is right about the heavier, because those batteries are most of the weight of the car in the Tesla.
Curious question. I'll ask you, how many of our listening audience do you suppose has a favorable opinion of the Prius?
I don't know. I know we have several employees that drive Priuses.
Yeah.
So they must have somewhat of a favorable opinion.
To me, a Prius always says, look at me, I'm very woke. Look at the car I'm driving. Right. It proves I'm woke.
See, to me, it's a little small Indian car. Have you seen that one yet?
No, I haven't. Is that the Tata?
It is the smallest.
Is that the Tata?
Yeah, it's something like that. I don't know what the name of it is, but it is the smallest vehicle I've ever seen. I would not get that in that car in my driveway, let alone on the roads.
It's like smart cars. I look at those things on the road and think, my God, you're just a truck sandwich waiting to happen.
Well, we've actually struck a nerve this morning. A lot of folks want to weigh in on this, so we'll have more in just a second. 6:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. With all the anti-Semitism that is rampant throughout the world today, as well as the widespread persecution of Christians, some have wondered how long the followers of the Bible's two religions will last in today's world. When will both faiths be wiped completely off the face of the earth? I prefer to approach the answer to that question from another perspective. The next time an atheist asks you for irrefutable proof that there is a God, just answer, yes, there is proof. The Jews and the Christians, both of whom have survived this long because of divine protection. God said through the Jewish prophet Jeremiah that as long as the sun and moon are hanging in the sky, Israel will be a nation. And Jesus told Peter in Matthew 16 that not even the gates of hell would prevail against the church. I'm secure in that knowledge and I sleep well at night. If you don't know the Lord, I pray you seek him while he can still be found. Otherwise, you might want to sleep with one eye open. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Moment of Truth.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Text, emails, calls pouring in on this thing, and yeah, we have corrected the original, that article that I read originally from another source had it a little bit off, so this is a tax that is geared towards hybrids, plug-ins, and EVs, those getting better gas mileage than other vehicles because they're just not raising enough revenue from those vehicles, and now they want to punish. They want to get those just as well as the lower 24 miles per gallon or less vehicles. So
amazing.
We did correct that. Thank you so much, because literally we got inundated with a bunch of emails and texts about that, and we'll get some calls here in just a second.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up on 6:53. Also yet to come, right after 7 o'clock this morning, the Democrats, another cringe video is out. Wait till you hear about it. 6:53 right now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
And the slowdowns continue. Both the Harbor Tunnels, 895, still backed up to right around the Erdman Avenue ramp. And 95 is starting to slow Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, and then going into the tunnels southbound. But all four lanes are open. The northbound traffic on 95 is good. So really nothing out of the ordinary, but expect the heavy traffic already. I just heard a report of an accident on 95. I think it's up around the Harford County line. I'll be checking on that. The accident is there. It's minor. It's not a big deal. Russell Street southbound at Waterview Avenue. The data is not showing any backup there at all. There is the accident now in Harford County at Route 152 at Baldwin Mill Road. That's at Route 165. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
All right, weather channel forecast. Sunny and mild today, dry and 65. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. 70 and no precipitation through the at least through Friday or so.
Thank heavens, man.
Yeah. So let's head back to the phones again. Wayne and Elkridge.
Hey, Wayne.
Hello, Wayne.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hang on with me for a second here. Sure. My ears are freaking blowing steam.
All right.
I think we're going to change the moniker for Marylanders to masochists.
Yeah.
The governor that comes in office burns through $3 billion. Nobody blinks an eye. They're raising fees and rates everywhere they can. Nobody blinks an eye. It's like Marylanders are, thank you, sir, may I have another?
Yeah.
You're going to have two classes of citizens, either the ultra-wealthy or those on the dole.
Yeah, well, I think what they know now is that the X amount of people that are going to leave the state are going to leave the state, but the vast majority are going to have to stay in the state. That's where their families are. That's where their jobs are, and especially those in. And I think it really is a double whammy for those of lower middle class or lower income because they're trapped. They have no options, no choice.
And we're sitting here dying in a death by a thousand cuts. And we just got to flip three counties. You got to flip Baltimore City, Montgomery County, and PG County, and we can get the state on the right track.
Got to at least make inroads there, Wayne. I'll tell you, when you say only the ultra-wealthy and the poor will live here, the ultra-wealthy are leaving. We're among the top 10 states that rich people are fleeing from. And each time I hear another tax going on, I think, oh, good. That's great. You just scared away another couple of millionaires.
Yeah.
Took another business to Delaware. Took another business to Pennsylvania or Virginia. This state assumes that things are static, and it's not. It's a dynamic world in which we live. They're not doing a dynamic analysis of what's the impact of these taxes. They're saying, we can tax people. They have nowhere to go, and they're too afraid to move.
Wayne, thanks for the call, and you can tell there was a little anger, frustration, exasperation in his voice. I remember back in the 90s, Governor Florio of New Jersey added a 1 cent tax on the sales tax. They added 1 penny to the sales tax, and they flipped the legislature from Democrat to Republican on one tax. So it can be done, but the people have to get fired up, as they say. Let's go to Sue in Middle River.
Hey, Sue.
Hey, good morning. You know, this sales tax on our gas is going to do, I mean, they don't really care what kind of car we drive. They just want more money. I had to get my car emission tested and give them my mileage, and I have almost 300,000 miles on my Honda Civic. So, but really what I called to talk about is legislation. So a week and a half ago, there was a Secure the Vote rally in Annapolis. There were more than 100 people there. We stayed there for 2-3 hours. We talked to senators, delegates about the voting problem in Maryland. We're not going to flip anything until we get our voter rolls straight and get all of that. And then on last Monday, the Republican Central Committee did a march on Annapolis to talk about the energy crisis. We had 20 people show up. There's 28 people on the Central Committee. 20 people showed up. We did our march with the senators. They gave us certain times to come in. And then when we got there, they said, oh, I have another appointment. I only have 5 or 10 minutes for you.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, that kind of treatment is just they're just sanctimonious robber barons is what they are. Yep. Sue, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Last word here in this hour. Kurt in Edgewater.
Yeah, how is this not a tax on the little guy? They keep talking about how the millionaires and the billionaires are making out or getting screwed by the Republicans, yet the commiecrats, that's all they ever do is screw the little guy.
Yeah, well, and this was evil. I mean, they cajoled, they persuaded, buy the plug-ins, get the hybrids, get the EVs, and you know, I think there at some point there was a tax credit, there was a federal tax credit on it, and then all of a sudden, boom! Once more people buy them and take their word, they put the screws to us all. Welcome to Maryland, folks. Kirk, thanks for the call. 6:59. You're on the Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The guys that I've been using for electrical and use for HVAC now on a regular basis are the first people actually that understood my HVAC system. And I've gone through a couple of different vendors, and the guys at Tim Kyle Electric know what they're doing. And they're now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs to ensure comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. The weather keeps changing, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, both for your heating and, hey, it was 70 degrees later on this week, maybe have them check out the air conditioning at the same time. Remember, they do outdoor lighting as well, plus service and sell all generators. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ending the war in Ukraine to be the focus of talks scheduled for this week. Those discussions to involve high-level American and Ukrainian officials.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says he and Secretary of State Rubio will be meeting with the Ukrainian delegation in Saudi Arabia.
To get these talks back on track, get the ceasefire in place.
Last week, President Trump suspended military aid and intelligence to Ukraine to pressure Ukrainian President Zelensky to accept a peace deal with Russia. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And Mr. Trump now talking about lifting the ban on intelligence sharing with Ukraine. He's also talking about tariffs.
For years, the globalists, the big globalists, have been ripping off the United States. They've been taking money away from the United States. And all we're doing is getting some of it back. And we're going to treat our country fairly.
The president on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. China's retaliatory tariffs on American agricultural imports take effect today. Last week, Mr. Trump hiked tariffs on a range of Chinese goods. Israel is cutting electricity supplies to Gaza, as well as a supply of humanitarian aid to the war-torn region. That's a move that's aimed at ratcheting up the pressure on Hamas to finally release the hostages that it continues to hold. The FAA is investigating yesterday afternoon's fiery crash of a single-engine plane in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. The plane went down in the parking lot of a retirement community in Mannheim Township. Five people on board hospitalized, several taken to a burn center. There were no injuries on the ground. Watching Wall Street this morning, this first trading day of the week, stock futures pointing to a sharply lower open. The Dow futures are down 415 points. NASDAQ futures off 273, and the S&P futures down 67 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Lee Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Good Monday morning at 7:03 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We're still busy going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open, but traffic is slow going into the tunnel. The backup only is just at the top of the hill around the O'Donnell Street ramp, and maybe begin to slow around the curve towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So otherwise, the lanes are open, but that will mean some overflow traffic for that traffic coming south on 895, and will start to get heavy in that area after the Urban Avenue ramp. So both the tunnels, just about the normal delay for this time of the morning. Beltway has filled in now at Hartford Road, a little heavier now at Green Spring. The west side was already busy from 795 down through the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of sunshine this week and plenty of mild spring weather. 65 the high today. Tomorrow's even warmer, 70, and only briefly cooler Wednesday, 58 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Aberdeen right now has 35 degrees, and Dundalk currently has 42 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty now, 410-709-7515. Baltimore police investigating several weekend shootings. Officers heard gunfire at the 3200 block of Chelsea Terrace at around 6:30 Sunday evening. Found a man with a gunshot wound. Victim taken to the hospital in serious condition. On Saturday, separate shootings injured two men. One at around 9:30 in the morning. A man turned up at a hospital, grazed wound to the head. Police believe he was shot in the 1400 block of Myrtle Avenue. Shortly after 11, police called to a hospital for a report of a walk-in shooting. Not quite sure where that shooting took place. Weekend fire caused $2 million in damage to a Hartford County car dealership and repair shop. Firefighters called to Easy Car Plus on Pulaski Highway in Edgewood just before 3 p.m. Saturday. Took 50 firefighters about a half hour to control the blaze. One employee suffered non-life-threatening injuries, was taken to a hospital for treatment. The state fire marshal's office investigating the cause of the fire. And the state lawmakers are now sponsoring legislation to make the Orange Crush the official cocktail of Maryland. Wayne Hartman's bill says the Orange Crush originated in 1995 at the Harborside Bar and Grill in Ocean City. Therefore, it should be the official state cocktail. Last year, Delaware passed a bill making it their official cocktail. And a response, a former U.S. Senator Ben Cardin challenged Delaware Senator Chris Coons to an Orange Crush duel. I'm not quite sure that one worked out. 7:06, next WCBM traffic and weather. Oh, next WCBM Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here in studio with Maryland, Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Got a question for you, Vinny. What do you think the number one challenge home sellers face in this current real estate market?
Hey, Sean, you know the market has been strong for selling, but the biggest challenge for those that need to buy as well is trying to find the perfect home in a low inventory market, plus timing the sale of their current home with the purchase of their new home.
Now, we've talked over the years about all the different options you have available that the typical real estate agent would be clueless on.
We have several programs depending on our customers' needs, but our most popular include our exclusive trade-up program and sell today and stay for up to 12 months. All the programs are designed to help home sellers get the most amount of money within their time frame with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience.
So if you're trying to figure out how to sell and buy at the same time, call or text Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit
Vinny. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Well, the Orioles grappling with the news over the weekend that both starting pitcher Grayson Rodriguez and reliever Andrew Kittredge will start the season on the injured list. Kittredge out potentially for months with knee surgery. And, of course, Grayson Rodriguez with that cortisone shot for that ailing right triceps. On the field, Tomoyuki Sugano keying a 4-3 Birds win over the Twins in Sarasota with three perfect innings, striking out five. He has been unscored upon in three appearances in the spring. And then in Clearwater, in the B game, if you will, it was a split squad yesterday. The Orioles struck out against the Phillies, falling 12-2. Ravens did not strike out in their negotiations with the Ronnie Stanley left tackle. He has agreed to stay here for 3 years, and it will cost the team $60 million. Maryland basketball closed out its regular season in resounding fashion Saturday in College Park with a 74-61 Senior Day win over Northwestern. Baltimore's own Julian Reese, 19 points, 11 rebounds. Head coach Kevin Willard, happy to see it for Reese.
I think he really embraced his last time being here. You know, it's, and I'm very thankful for our students and our fans to get here and give him, I think, you know, you're probably looking at maybe one of the last guys to ever spend 4 years or been here for 4 years.
Maryland gets the double bye in the Big Ten playoffs. The quarterfinals begin on Friday. Coming up at 7:35, the chase continues for Alex Ovechkin. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 2 on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Michael Steele says, leave government to us, a little message to Elon. AOC has been caught red-handed, I should say, and RFK Jr. is going to explore the links, perhaps, between the jabs and autism. But our top story is the bad week for the Democrats with cringeworthy performance art.
Yes. Well, this was apparently, I don't know if you've seen this video or not. It's worth seeing just because you need a good daily cringe. There's a kind of a performance piece. Nobody talks. There's singing going on about them being our fighters and so forth. A bunch of female Democrat congresspeople jumping into the frame and kind of doing a little boxing kind of thing. And the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Okay, who thought of this, and why did they do this? Mike Johnson, Republican, head of the House, was actually asked that question.
We sit down and have authentic, real conversations. We don't do dance videos. It's ridiculous. I mean, that is so cringeworthy. You know, to Democrats, most Democrats now, politics is a performance art. You know, it's like performative art. But if that's the performance, please continue to do that. Because as the leading campaigner for the House Republicans, I'd like to see a lot more of that from them. That's fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. Please, keep the cringe happening, folks. Because what this is indicative of is that the Democrats have no policies. They have stunts. And they have no policies. They can say, well, this is our alternative policy to what's going on in this department and that department. They simply have these stunts. Now, there are some on the Democrat side who are trying desperately to see if they can justify why this was done and how wonderful it was. One of them, Marilyn Strickland, is a Democrat consultant. She's been on a number of campaigns successfully, and some not. That's the way it works if you're a consultant. And she says it was just a marvelous idea, and it was proposed by an influencer. Well, all I got to do is have an influencer involved. You know it's going to be a success.
We are trying to reach out to different people and different voters. And the woman who produced this is an influencer with 7 million followers. So this is lighthearted. It's fun. And anytime you do something creative, you're going to get criticism, right? But I actually applaud them for trying to do something different. And here's the reality. 7 million followers, whether you think it's cringe or you like it, we're on CNN on a Thursday night, and we're talking about it on national TV.
Yeah, you're talking about it on national TV as people are mocking it, as people are saying it was stupid, it was idiotic. On the same panel, Scott Jennings, who, of course, was, I think, a speechwriter for one of the Bushies, and he said, please keep doing this.
I am not accustomed to helping your party do anything, but let me give you some advice. This was the dumbest thing I've ever seen, and if you read the comments today, Lord have mercy. Look, scrambling for new social media and communication strategies is not a replacement for fixing what's actually wrong.
Yeah, that is the truth. I mean, if all you have is stunts, then you have to keep topping yourself. This is one of the problems.
No, they don't. They have no ideas. They have no solutions. They have no answers. All they have is stunts, gimmicks, and the other guy's a bad dude. You know, that's it.
Well, it's like in radio, the shock jocks. Well, sooner or later, you can't shock anymore. You got to have something there beyond that. In politics, you actually have to have policies that you're able to articulate. They have none right now. Wait until we hear the latest cringeworthy moment from them. That's coming up later this half hour. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
The west side outer loop delay is there, and it's been there pretty much all morning now. 795 down through at least Route 40, and then it gets better down the hill towards 95. The inner loop in Green Spring and the Parkville side, still not too bad. The Beltway right here, we're looking at it live, crossing the BW Parkway between there, Camp Meade Road, down to I-97. All the lanes are open. Of course, we do have some delays. We have the heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. And so far this morning, no issues at all. We're looking at the JFX coming in through the city-county line, and the lanes are clear as you're moving south from the ramps at Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel forecast saying sunny and mild today. It'll be dry at least through Friday. Today it'll be 65, and tonight back down to the upper 30s. Tomorrow, a high of 70 before things cool down a little bit. Right now, 38 and clear in Ellicott City. It's 40 in Stevensville. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Well, yesterday, President Trump sat down in an interview with Fox News Channel and Fox Business star Maria Bartiromo. Part one yesterday. Part two, I think, is this morning. But he did take a fierce shot at both Zelensky and Biden during this interview with Maria.
He took money out of this country under Biden like candy from a baby. It was so easy. With that same attitude. And I just don't think he's grateful. We gave him, in my opinion, $350 billion. Europe is in for $100 billion. We gave him $350 billion, and he's talking about the fact that they have fought, and they have. There's a bravery, because somebody has to use the weapons. But without those weapons, don't forget, I was the one that gave him the javelins that was able to knock down all the ties. Obama gave nothing. Look, if I were president, that would have never happened. You wouldn't have had Russia going into Ukraine. You wouldn't have had the whole situation with Hamas and October 7th. Would have never happened, because Iran was broke. They had no money. They weren't giving it to Hamas or Hezbollah or anybody else. You would have never had the worst evacuation anyone's ever seen, which is Afghanistan.
Yeah, he's absolutely right about that. He also had a message for Putin. He said, based on the fact that Russia is absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield right now, I'm strongly considering large-scale banking sanctions and tariffs on Russia until a ceasefire and final settlement agreement on peace is reached. To Russia and Ukraine, get to the table right now before it is too late. And that is this week in Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Peace talks will be held on this Ukraine-Russian war. As to the greatest threat facing the United States right now?
Our greatest existential threat is from the climate. And I said, no. Well, the greatest is sitting in shelves in various countries called nuclear weapons that are big monsters that can blow your heads off for miles and miles and miles.
Yeah, so nuclear race continues to be a concern for President Trump. As to the criticism of Elon Musk and Doge,
what he's done is unbelievable. Now, you could then add some, well, but what about the... He's found hundreds of billions of dollars worth of fake contracts.
Yeah. By the way, the president on Friday canceled $400 million of federal tax money scheduled to go to Columbia University because of their thread and environment of anti-Semitism. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Barnard College and many others are going to go the same way as soon as you've got Leo Terrell in the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department is going to be looking at all of these universities very, very closely.
You know, the latest is the Department of Government, DOGE, has several the weekend. They found that the SBA, Small Business Administration, they granted thousands of loans worth hundreds of millions of dollars during COVID to individuals who had an age listed as 11 years old or younger.
Yeah. Just incredible. And by the way, that Biden judge said that Trump, remember he ordered that Trump's got to pay the $2 billion in foreign contracts. The work had already had begun on those contracts. And this was the Supreme Court ruling that came in with Justice Roberts and the Trojan horse known as Amy Coney Barrett. In that particular case, well, if I'm Trump, and he might do something like this, okay, I'm going to comply because he has till Monday tonight to comply with it. I will pay them $1, $1 a week, you know, just and as long as it takes to get to the $2 billion until you get a more favorable ruling.
I've done the math. That's at least a year and a half.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As to the entitlement programs, which, of course, Medicaid is everyone else is paying into Medicare and Social Security, but the left is lying, absolutely lying about Trump wanting to reduce those programs.
I'm not going to touch Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Now, we're going to get fraud out of there. You know, you see where I talk about it all the time, where you have people 250 years old and all, you know, tremendous fraud.
Tremendous fraud. The Trump administration has ousted several top career officials at the Injustice Department, including at least three national security officials. Remember, we spoke with former FBI agent Emily Fertitta a couple of weeks ago. It was the National Security Division that were given her husband and her who struck John, making their life miserable. Well, a lot of that division now has been fired. They have been terminated. Good thing Cash Patel announced the arrest of two active duty Army soldiers and a former soldier for stealing America's defense intelligence capabilities and empowering adversaries like China. All three were of Chinese American descent. And Maria asked him about the Democrat Party and everything that they've been doing to try to fight and, you know, the cringe performances and so on and so forth, everything they've been doing to against him. And here's what he said about the Democrats.
There's something wrong with them. It's just something I can't even believe it. They lost an election in a landslide. They were talking about men playing in women's sports. When I looked the other night, I made a speech. The Republicans were going wild, and the Democrats were having their little signs up, their little signs, their little tiny signs. And I said, it's unbelievable. They don't get it. They don't get it now. And I think they're going to end up being a minor party if they keep going like this, because people don't want to hear about these stupid ideas that they have. Transgender for everybody. And again, the men and women's sports, what is that, a 90 to 10 deal? I don't even know who the 10 would be. Mm. But they're fighting for it. And I try and say to myself, because you always like to understand where your opponent is, whether it's in business or anything else, is there something I don't understand? But we don't understand it.
Trump has broken the Democrat Party, and they might be going the way of the Whigs before all is said and done. And that's how it is, day 48 of the new golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect from their transparent pricing to the robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come this hour, Michael Steele, over at MSNBC says he knows all about politics, so Elon Musk could just leave it to him, and he'll fix everything.
We have a burning traffic question.
Yeah.
Chris in Overly wants to know, is the plural of Prius, Priuses, or Prii?
Or Prium. Well, wow, that's a... I leave that to the expert, Chuck Whitaker, expert on the derivation of words and what the plural of each one is. I mean, one Chevrolet is two Chevrolets, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
So is it Priuses or Prii?
I would say Priuses.
Okay.
Okay.
Chuck has spoken.
All right.
And thus it shall be known.
That and 35 cents, you can make a phone call if you can find a payphone somewhere.
As it is said.
As it is said. As it is written.
What is this? Cleopatra?
As the prophet foretold.
That's hey, right. Ramses. Ramses, they named something after you 150 years later. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, but imagine that being your namesake.
I don't think that was in the script. I-97, you're slowing now. Just trying to get back here. Southbound I-97 slowing right after Route 32. That's a normal delay down to the bridge at 178. Looks good at Parole at 50 at 450 through there at the Severn River Bridge or the Severn, whichever. And then you come across from Baydale Drive and the Bay Bridge with all the lanes clear. There's a report of an accident in the right lane now. We can't see it because the cameras are out. Northbound I-95 at Mountain Road in Harford County. Could get an impact there. It's also in that construction area on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right, the Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be a sunny, mild day today and should be dry at least through Friday. Sunny and 65 today right now. 38 in Millersville, 39 in Dundalk. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, you've got to brace yourself for this. Rosa DeLauro is a congressperson. She's somewhere in her mid to late 80s.
She's the one with purple hair.
Purple hair, yeah. She's a very odd-looking individual with purple hair. Now that we've gotten past the dance video from the Democrats, she's decided that's not nearly cringe enough, so she recorded this and sent it out to TikTok this weekend.
Yo, this is the ranking Rizzler on appropriations, serving Connecticut's 3rd District. It's time to enter your dark academia Congress era. All right, besties, House appropriation is the money moves in Congress. We are not chasing the bag, we are the bag. Democrats are making life smoother through government funding. It's giving, it's giving. So Sigma, main character energy.
As they say, but wait, there's more.
The Republicans' project 2025 is mad sus. Eliminating the Department of Education? Negative aura points. Basically, the biggest phantom tax on the environment, on your education, and your rights. Big L, posting it online, buddy. Democrats understood the assignment. See how I keep you informed? Very cutesy, very demure.
Very cutesy, very demure.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
That seems to be the rational response to that. It really does. You know, somehow, every time the Democrats try to be clever, cute, you know, in it, whatever the case might be, it's fail after fail after fail.
Will any of the Democrats please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
For a kid with brain cancer, or Lake and Riley.
Widows of police.
God almighty.
For a military academy nominee. You can at least say, yo, I'm proud of you, G.
Not for women getting beat up by men in their sport with all tucked in their volleyball shorts.
We jack this beat because you Democrats suck.
Will any of you Democrats please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
Will any of you Democrats please stand up?
No, not if it costs them having to actually get off their tuchus and actually note that there are people who are worthy of applause in the middle of a speech to Congress. They're not going to stand up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
A little bit later on, we've got more cringeworthy Democrat performance art.
It's great
stuff. We'll hear from Dr. Collins. Remember him?
Yeah.
From the NIH.
Yep.
He took his guitar out Friday and...
Oh, thank heavens.
And sang about science, so we've got that. And when you hear Cheryl Atkinson did a great piece on a federal employee who gets paid $100,000 a year to do nothing. Wait to hear this story. It is. It'll blow your mind. By the way, the very liberal Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter, and yes, it still is very liberal, even though Sinclair or David Smith bought it out, and of course they've got Armstrong Williams on the payroll now to have his occasional articles published. But again, when you read the Sun paper, when you look at the poll numbers, it's usually very, very center left. They have a poll out. How should Maryland close its $3.3 billion budget deficit? Here were the options. Cut spending, a little of both, raise taxes. Cut spending 70%. Even the left is tired of the spending.
Yeah.
A little of both got 25%, and then raise taxes 5%.
Wow.
So the natives are restless, Governor Moore, and you Democrats in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. They do not want, we do not want, our taxes raised. Keep that in mind.
Period.
As we're heading our crossover days coming up, I think, Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So that's going to be very, very interesting to see how that pans out or not.
Glad Bernie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured Franny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous professional service, great service from both companies, free area towing, great financing available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions, 410-766-8500, or online. You'll find them at gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700, or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
It's 7:30. Up next, AOC got it caught red-handed in the cookie jar, and RFK taking a look at the link between jabs and autism. It's 7:30. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. State lawmakers are proposing legislation to make Orange Crush the official cocktail of Maryland. Delegate Wayne Hartman's bill says the Orange Crush originated in 1995 at the Harborside Bar and Grill in Ocean City. Therefore, it should be the official state cocktail. We leave with the heavy news first. A case of measles has been confirmed in Howard County. A resident there who recently traveled internationally. The Maryland Department of Health says that the case is not associated with the measles outbreaks in Texas and New Mexico. Out of an abundance of caution, health officials are trying to identify people who might have been exposed to the virus. For example, anyone who visited Dulles International Terminal A on March 5 between 4 and 9 p.m., you may have been exposed. In addition, those who visited the Johns Hopkins Howard County Medical Center Pediatric Emergency Department on March 7 between 3:30 and 7:30 p.m., you may be exposed as well. Please check with your physician, have them check it out. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott has become a dad for the second time. The mayor and his wife, Hannah, welcomed his daughter on Saturday, International Women's Day. The mayor says Camden Lee Scott measured 19.25 inches in length, weighed 6 pounds at birth. The mayor posted a message on social media saying, Mama and baby Camden are doing great, and Dad is grinning from ear to ear. And Baltimore police investigating several weekend shootings. Officers heard gunfire at the 3200 block of Chelsea Terrace around 6:30 Sunday evening, and there were a couple of shootings on Saturday. Separate shootings injured two different men, one around 9:30 in the morning and the other around 11 o'clock in the morning. 7:32 right now on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as is tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Pick three, lottery number 242. Your pick 4-6-3-3-6. And now at 7:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
The update on the wreck on 95 northbound in Harford County at Mountain Roads now on the shoulder, so there's no impact at all if you're going north, and the construction is not there right now up around Route 24. So good news there. We're looking live at the 95 connector as you're coming south towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel, slowing before the Eastern Avenue ramp and backing up not quite back to Moravia Road, but almost. So from that point with the traffic moving at that speed, 15 to 20 minute delays there, about the same on 895. 95 southbound, and then the traffic through the city on 95 and moving down eventually towards 395 at last check. All the lanes are clear. That ramp now is slowing from 95 south onto Russell Street. There had been a wreck on Russell Street at Waterview Avenue, and now it looks like that is an impact for the ramp from 95 south. One option, you could go south of 95, pick up the Beltway, go down the Beltway to the Parkway, and go around that entire area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of sunshine this week and plenty of mild spring weather. 65 the high today. Tomorrow's even warmer, 70, and only briefly cooler Wednesday, 58 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Think of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. With 17 days to go till opening day, the Orioles suddenly find themselves with some roster holes, namely on the pitching staff. Grayson Rodriguez shut down for an extended period after being given a cortisone shot over the weekend, will not make opening day. Reliever Andrew Kittredge also lost, perhaps for months, arthroscopic surgery on his knee. This all on top of Gunnar Henderson's muscle strain from a week ago. He probably won't be on the opening day roster as well. On the field, a stellar performance by Tomoyuki Sugano yesterday. 9 up and 9 down, including 5 strikeouts, as the Orioles beat the Twins 4-3 in Sarasota. The split squad lost to the Phillies in Clearwater, 12-2 was the final. Ravens news, the team and Ronnie Stanley agree on a deal that will keep the left tackle in Baltimore for 3 years, $60 million. And with free agency negotiating beginning today at noon, a flurry of moves in the NFL over the weekend. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the Steelers are taking a shot, acquiring DK Metcalf from the Seahawks for a second rounder and agreeing to pay the wide receiver $150 million over 5 years. Bills making Josh Allen the highest paid quarterback in NFL history, 6 years for $330 million. Browns pass rusher Myles Garrett is now the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, 4 years, $160 million. On the ice yesterday in D.C., the Caps led the Kraken 3-2 late, trying to close it out.
Along the dasher, gun goes round and round. Wilson looking to elevate for Ovechkin. There's an empty net waiting. Alex on the backhand! Point number 1600 for the Great Eight is an empty net clincher.
Joby had to call a monumental 1,600 points, 886 goals for Ovi, now just 9 shy of the all-time record. Next up for the Caps, they'll hit the road, West Coast trip, Anaheim, L.A., and San Jose this week. College lacrosse over the weekend, number 1 Maryland men's lacrosse moved to 6-0 on Saturday, dominating Delaware in a 14-3 win. But all the rest of the Baltimore teams were beaten, including Towson, which was outscored 8-2 in the second half, losing to Virginia 11-6, Hopkins falling to Syracuse Syracuse 13-10 was the final. The time now is 7:37. When we return, how much longer on the Justin Tucker investigation?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, Gary, the other day we had the debate about the greatest NHL player of all time.
Yeah.
And you'd ask me what I thought, and I just wanted to share this one thing with you. Wayne Gretzky, if you take all of his goals scored, mm-hmm. 894, mm-hmm. he's still the all-time points leader in the NHL.
1,700 plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know. So you're right. I mean, yeah, I mean, I said it was, you know, I didn't say it was Ovi, but I liked right. Ovi's power, and I liked the way he stayed with one team. But, yeah, no, Wayne Gretzky was unbelievable. Probably, I mean, it's hard to, you know what, is it easy to quantify or not? I mean, is he the greatest team sport player of all time? Is Michael Jordan the greatest team sport player of all time?
Well, they look at the, it's hard to compare cross sports, but, you know, clearly they were dominant in their era. But so, what's the status of the NFL investigation?
Yeah, so this story broke on January 30th.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So now it's what, March 10th, mm-hmm. right? It's been 6 weeks. That's a pretty long time for an investigation. I look back, and the Deshaun Watson situation was basically summed up in 3 weeks. So I don't know what's going on, to be honest. I don't think anybody does except the people involved. But it should be coming to a head soon.
Okay.
But well, 6 weeks, that's a long time.
Might be 16 different alleged witnesses. Might be hard to get them to cooperate, or maybe they don't want to get involved, or maybe it just takes time to get through all 16. But we'll see. Meanwhile, of course, the Ravens have to make some decisions pretty soon.
Well, if 16 witnesses don't... Yeah, exactly. If 16 witnesses don't want to get involved, if that's the case, I think you just got to throw it out and move on. Then. Yep. I mean, what do you have?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, right now, all the 16 are anonymous. They've had 6 weeks for one of them to step up and say, this is my name, this is when it happened, here's the reservation on my appointments log, whatever the case might be. So for 6 weeks, we have 16 anonymous accusers. And for me, as Sean said, look, if you're not going to step up, put your name to it, you deserve in this society to face your accusers. So you have 16 anonymous accusers.
Yeah, in a court of law you do, but in the court of public opinion, that's completely different.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Gary, thanks so much.
You got it.
740. AOC. She has been caught red-handed. A former staffer for Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has self-deported to Colombia, raising new concerns about his employment. Diego de la Vega, originally from Ecuador, came in as a child in 2001 on a visitor visa and never left.
Okay.
His visa expired, meaning he was in the country illegally. He became an immigration activist before eventually securing a job on AOC's re-election campaign. She knew. She knew he was in the country illegally, and yet she knowingly hired an illegal alien for a job in Congress. So if you knowingly put an illegal alien, zero work papers or documents, a pure lawbreaker on your payroll as chief of staff, that is breaking the law, and that is Section 8 of the United States Code, 1324A. It's a federal law banning exactly that kind of move. She has broken the law, and so at the very least, you would think she would either be censured or perhaps even expelled from Congress.
Yeah.
I'll leave it up to the Attorney General Pam Bondi as to whether or not charges should be brought. Others think that this would qualify. But if you knowingly hire an illegal alien, you put them on your payroll in the Congress, in the House of Representatives, there's got to be some kind of punitive measure taken here. Let's see if Mike Johnson has any gonads.
Yeah, because rather obviously, to be in that situation, this is almost as stupid and egregious as driving around with your driver being a Chinese spy.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, this...
That was DiFi.
Yep.
And also find out that we're looking into her expenses. A popular X account, a guy by the name of Paul Japula, did some digging in, found that AOC spent $850 of taxpayer money on training from a dance company and $3,300 on a Mexican restaurant in Virginia for a party that she gave for her staff. Taxpayers aren't supposed to be paying for that kind of stuff. So there you have it. Remember when President Trump said this last week during his speech?
And you can't even believe these numbers. 1 in 10,000 children had autism. 1 in 10,000. And now it's 1 in 36. There's something wrong. 1 in 36. Think of that. So we're going to find out what it is, and there's nobody better than Bobby and all of the people that are working with you. You have the best to figure out what is going on. Okay, Bobby, good luck. It's a very important job. Thank you.
Yeah. And I don't know about you. I was stunned when I heard that number.
Yeah.
Went from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 36. And when Trump says something is wrong, when the president says something is wrong. And we don't know what yet. But Bobby Kennedy Jr., the Secretary of Health and Human Services, has now asked the CDC to investigate a potential link between the vaccines and autism. He has said, and they're going to access the vaccine safety data link base. And, you know, he has long held his belief as there is a link. Of course, establishment scientists and mainstream media claim there is no evidence. Well, let's find out once and for all. Yeah. Let's find out the truth. Because something is causing autism in our population here in the United States
of
America.
Something is,
yeah. Something is. We don't know if it's food supply. We don't know if it's vaccines. Something is causing it. You don't go from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 36 without cause and effect.
No, part of it can be, we'll hold that because there was an explanation for part of it, but it doesn't get you all the way there. 743, by the way, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Telephone number 410-WCBM-680. That comes at around 60 seconds following Chuck Whitaker on traffic.
Number brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, the west side. Outer loop delay has been solid. It's been there pretty much all morning long. It's 795. Goes all the way down through I-70 and really doesn't get any better till after we clear the bridge at Route 40 and start down the hill towards Frederick Road. The inner loop now at Green Spring is slowing over to the JFX, the Parkville side, about Hartford Road, around towards Providence Road. So pretty much the normal delays. Both the tunnels are about the same, 15 to 20 minute delays southbound right now with the lanes open. Nothing out of the ordinary there. Haven't seen any big problems towards the Capitol Beltway with the normal heavy traffic around Route 32 on 95. And then, of course, the Capitol Beltway with the normal heavy traffic both in Prince George's and into Montgomery County. It's not too early to think about a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, and make sure you rotate your tires. You'll get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny and mild today, 65 for the high, 70 tomorrow. Cools down by midweek, but it's going to be a dry week. Right now, sunny and 40 in Reisterstown, and it is 39 in Columbia. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And today we've got WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug if you correctly guess the fake news story. Our contestant is Honey in Towson. Good morning, Honey.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good, Honey.
What a great name.
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah.
I feel frisky just saying it. Good morning, Honey.
Oh, made famous by Bobby Goldsboro.
Yeah. Hey, Honey.
Yeah, great song, too.
And
sad song.
Too. Yeah.
All right, so you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I think I'll go last.
All right. Good luck to you, Honey.
Thank you.
Nothing, Honey.
Dear.
Of course, my wife is waking up right about now going, what the heck?
Did she hear what she said? She said, go ahead, sweetheart.
Pretty soon you'll get a text going, Honey.
Here we go.
That's
story.
Okay.
Story number one. Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts has started a new housing option for LGBTQ-identifying students and so-called allies. The new queer home is part of the college's six theme affinity program and special interest options, including a sustainable living community and Asian American and Pacific Islander house. We've gone from frats and sororities to that. Story number two, liberal Evanston, Illinois, a northern suburb of Chicago, the first U.S. city to issue slavery reparations. The city committed $20 million to the program to come from tax collections from cannabis sales. But now people are upset is because there are an exemption. Mixed race individuals who are of mixed black and white, black and brown, black whatever, are not eligible for the payments, even though one of their descendants may have been enslaved. And story number three, TikTokers are dropping heavy things on their feet to get attention. Yeah. Hashtag dropping things on my foot trend is trending on social media platform. People are dropping various household objects on their feet and rating their pain from 1 to 10. Objects range from hairbrushes and toilet rolls to heavier items like chairs, game consoles, toasters, air fryers, and computer monitors. Mm. All right, story one.
No bowling balls.
No tractor trailers.
No stoves.
Story one is queer home at Williams College. Story two, mixed race do not apply for slavery reparations payments. Or story three, TikTokers dropping things on my foot trend. All right, we'll start with Chuck Whitaker.
Well, I think they could combine them all. Let's give reparations to the people who drop stuff on their feet.
If they live in a dorm.
We just need one, Chuck.
Oh, Mr. Casey, now we're going to pull rank.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Fine, fine.
I'm going to go with the reparations. Like Reparation H.
One, two. Bruce.
I think Williams College is probably true. They get college and you do this kind of idiotic stuff all the time. Evanston's an odd case because that's where Northwestern is. It's also the home of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, which is the ones who led the Prohibition. So something tells me that might be true. As bizarre as it is, I'm going to guess story number three is fake news.
Bruce goes for three. Kristen?
Yeah, I think one and two are exactly the same, exactly what the left would do, and then they're going to get all confused about how to identify everybody and who's eligible. So I'm going to say three. I've not heard that, the TikTok fame.
And your turn, honey.
Well, I originally, sweetheart, was going to go with Chuck, but I think I'm going to go with number three.
All right. All right. Honey goes for three after rejecting Chuck. Story one gets
she
no.
Didn't reject me. She doesn't know me that well yet.
Story one is a true story. So you sniff that one out pretty good. Story two, the mixed race do not apply for the slavery reparations payments. That is our fake news story today. Sorry, honey.
Sorry, honey.
It's okay.
Call me up later. I'll talk to you about it.
But I won because I got on the show. This is great.
It is great.
That's how I feel.
Make sure you play again. Because there was all sorts of people that missed the honey bit.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. Have a great day, honey.
Give her the private line so she calls it every day.
Have a great one.
Yeah, give her like a medal to wear, like a honey badge.
What a great attitude.
Yeah.
She just sounds like she's a very positive person.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And she had just,
as compared to what?
See, I just want to point out, honey said it made her day just to get on the show.
Yeah.
So, Chuck, you should have some, I'm going to borrow a little page from Vice President Vance. You should be thankful.
For what?
You
for
should
being
be,
on the show?
You should be thankful for getting on this show.
Do I show up every day, Mr. Casey?
You should show some gratitude.
Do I show gratitude every day, Mr. Casey?
You do.
Why are you singling me out when that other guy's sitting right there?
He should be thankful, too. We all should be thankful.
Yes, right, yes. I'm thankful to just get my feet out of bed in the morning.
Kumbaya.
All right, we'll see you in a couple. 7:51. Goodbye. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53 Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic, weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new minor accident very close to the ramp at North Avenue and the JFX. You also know that as North Avenue at Mount Royal Avenue. So any traffic there could affect the ramp coming off the JFX. And North Avenue, of course, carries a lot of traffic both directions, both east and westbound. We've had delays. We'll continue heavy, but all the lanes are open, still moving, but some slowing southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, it is going to be sunny, mild, and 65 today. Nice dry week, 70 tomorrow, 39 right now, sunny in Glen Burnie, 38 in Bel Air. We heard from one listener who just did the RFK Jr. exploring the link on vaccines, perhaps, and autism. And there's so many other things we'd be looking at. Food supply is one. And then one of our listeners just sent us this article on microplastics, which is increasingly becoming a problem. But most doctors and others are finding that because of the way our food is packaged sometimes, the way it's cooked, the water in the plastic bottle is probably the worst thing we ever did. Because pieces of plastic are now little microbeads of plastic are breaking off into that water. We're consuming it, and it's lodging in all parts of our body and several different organs. So that needs to be looked at. There's a whole treasure trove of things that need to be studied.
You go to the store, you buy something, you can the cook in bags. I mean, it's if you're frozen vegetables, cook it right in the plastic bag.
Yeah. Worst thing you can do is to microwave anything in plastic.
Yeah.
It's just bad because it leaches. And just like, you know, it leaches in, especially when your plastic water bottle gets hot, then it's a real problem.
You talk about leeches, Michael Steele comes to mind. Sorry, it's probably inappropriate to say. Ouch, yeah. However, you know, a guy who used to be a Republican has now certainly moved far to the left for convenience sake. Follow the green, folks. And he and Simone, whatever the hell her name is.
Sanders.
Simone Sanders Townsend, I think. She had a hyphenated last name.
Right.
Were on this panel together talking about Elon Musk. This is right after Elon Musk, after the rocket, the purported idea is the reusable rocket, that it blew up. The second time this has happened. And so they were on there being really happy about this. This is called schadenfreude, being really happy at somebody else's misfortune. And they were schadenfreude all over the place.
My suggestion for Elon, his response to all of this was rockets are hard. And Mr. Musk, if they're so hard, why don't you go back to your day job and work that out? And leave those of us who do government to do government, because you can't do both. And clearly you're failing right now at both. Your rockets are blowing up and the government's blowing up. So I suggest you concentrate on the one thing you think you know more about and do that.
And there you go, folks. That's the attitude. Because Michael Steele, as we all know, knows all about government. So we should trust our government to him.
Well, first off, Bob Ehrlich carried this guy.
Sure.
Okay? He was pretty much not a man. Then he went over to the RNC where he really showed. No, he didn't do well there either.
No, he did not.
Yeah. So if you're going to hold yourself up as being the poster child for good government. You better find somebody that actually is. Well, it may be an oxymoron. I don't know.
But then he and Simone Sanders, she actually began to sing during this thing. She was so happy about this. But they talked more about what Elon should be doing. And they decided, basically they're going to use the segment to rip Elon Musk.
It is real people who are suffering the consequences. All those people whose planes were circling the skies waiting to land who could not land because he can't figure out his rocket business.
Come on now, this is not a Tesla factory, this is the United States government.
We've seen the Teslas on fire too.
This is the plan maybe, to tear it all up. That's what
I think the brother needs to do some work at home.
Ooh, well, y'all.
Your roof is leaking.
So there you go, a little bit of delight over at MSNBC for all the fun that they're not having anymore because Elon Musk. I think I've seen it.
If this is the panacea for the Joyless Reid show.
Yeah.
They're in trouble.
They are indeed in trouble. But then, of course, they left the segment singing together. I mean, I guess Michael Steele always wanted to have a different career.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch. I go to the laboratory. On Wednesday, I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, eats his lunch, he goes to the laboratory. On Wednesday he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea. He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
Oh yeah, Michael Steele.
I cut down trees,
lumberjack.
Skip and jump.
There
I like
go.
To press wildflowers.
Okay. Rescue Natural Supplements. Wanted me to remind you that it is still a time this month to improve your energy without excessive caffeine or energy drinks, or because all that does is artificially stimulate your sympathetic nerve system. So, yeah, you get the energy you need just for what? Half hour, 45 minutes, maybe an hour, then you crash. And if you want sustainable all-day-long energy, Rescue Orosine, it's all-natural, developed by a cardiologist, it's heart-healthy, it can help regulate your blood pressure, gives you that boost of energy that you need throughout the day. The only time you don't want to take it is before you go to bed. But throughout the day, you're going to be fine, and you're not going to have any of that, the caffeine and all that other stuff that comes in these energy drinks as well. So right now, you can buy one, get one free, use the coupon code MYENERGY, MYENERGY, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, that's 1-800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. And again, the coupon code is MYENERGY.
They found a couple of leakers. Christy Noem talking about it next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
The Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. This week's talks on ending the war in Ukraine could be the start of something big, so says President Trump. He says some very big things, his words, could come out of the discussions between U.S. and Ukrainian officials.
We're looking at a lot of things. We have big meetings coming up, as you know, in Saudi Arabia. That's going to include Russia. It'll be Ukraine. We'll see if we can get something done. I'd like to get something done.
While declining to predict a recession, the president says tariffs could lead to short-term economic pain for Americans. In the end, though, he predicts tariffs will result in huge amounts of money flowing into the U.S. Canada's next prime minister predicts his country will win any trade war with the U.S. Former central banker Mark Carney will become prime minister after the governing Liberal Party elected him its leader in a landslide vote. Congress gets back to work this week, working on legislation aimed at averting a looming partial government shutdown.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is looking to schedule a vote tomorrow on the 99-page bill with a view to holding Democrats responsible for a potential partial government shutdown. He'll again need total GOP support to thread the needle. Congress must act by Friday midnight when the current continuing resolution expires. House Republicans unveiled a spending bill Saturday that would keep federal agencies funded through September 30th. President Trump has praised the bill, posting on his Truth Social platform that Republicans have to, quote, remain united no dissent, unquote. George Williams reporting.
They all survived, all five people on board a small plane that crashed and burned in a parking lot in Manheim Township, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, yesterday afternoon. The survivors are hospitalized, three transported to a burn center. The FAA is investigating the crash. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 440 points. NASDAQ futures off 274. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire hot, fast grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
8:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long.
Nothing major through Annapolis, but it's a little bit slow. It's a speed reduction here on 50 westbound as you're coming underneath Ritchie Highway and then across the Severn River Bridge. I looked over at Roe Boulevard, nothing there. And then after that parole, everybody's good. So it's a little bit slow right there as you're crossing the bridge on the westbound side. Now the backup southbound is there. You're coming down I-97 from Benfield Boulevard through the split at Route 32, and then that gets better after the bridge at 178, continuing eventually south towards the ramps at I-97 and 50. There's a little bit of peak of sunshine right there, right after 178. That will slow the pace on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of sunshine this week and plenty of mild spring weather. 65 the high today. Tomorrow's even warmer, 70, and only briefly cooler Wednesday, 58 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're taking a look at temperatures that are not all that bad as we're heading toward a pretty nice period of time once we actually get through the next couple of days. Right now, you're taking a look at about 35 degrees currently downtown Baltimore and 38 degrees in Pikesville. It's 8:04 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. Now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore police are investigating several weekend shootings. Officers heard gunfire in the 3200 block of Chelsea Terrace at around 6:30 Sunday evening. They found a man with gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital in serious condition. On Saturday, separate shootings injured two men. At around 9:30 in the morning, a man turned up at a hospital with a graze wound to the head. Police believe he was shot at the 1400 block of Myrtle Avenue. Shortly after 11 o'clock in the morning, police called to a hospital for a report of a walk-in shooting victim. Police have not determined where that shooting took place. Weekend fire caused $2 million in damage to a Harford County car dealership and repair shop. Firefighters called to Easy Car Plus on Pulaski Highway in Edgewood just before 3 p.m. Saturday. It took 50 firefighters about half an hour to control the blaze. One employee suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to a hospital for treatment. The state fire marshal's office is investigating the cause of that fire. And state lawmaker is sponsoring legislation to make the Orange Crush the official cocktail of Maryland. Delegate Wayne Hartman's bill says the Orange Crush originated in 1995 at the Harborside Bar and Grill in Ocean City. Therefore, it should be the official state cocktail. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 242. Your pick 4 is 6336. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be the O's and Pirates in Bradenton, Florida tonight at 6:05. Game will be on Masson, one of the eight in the exhibition season that the broadcaster will televise. Matt Bowman set to take the hill. With the Orioles suddenly facing the loss of both Grayson Rodriguez and reliever Andrew Kittredge to their pitching staff, Albert Suarez could be a possibility to replace Rodriguez. He'll face the Yankees tomorrow in Tampa. Speaking of Tampa, amid stadium drama, the Major League Baseball commissioner, Rob Manfred, has pressured Tampa Bay Rays ownership to sell the team. They do not have a stadium right now in Tampa, and they will play at the Yankees minor league facility all season. Lamar Jackson's blindside protector has been retained, the Ravens and Ronnie Stanley agreeing on a deal that keeps the left tackle here for 3 years at $60 million. College basketball, Towson University in the semis of the CAA playoffs, taking on Delaware tonight in D.C. Tigers looking for their first NCAA basketball tournament bid in 34 years. Game will be on the CBS Sports Network. And finally, Denver Nuggets forward Nikola Jokic made NBA history on Friday when he put up 31 points, 22 assists, and 21 rebounds during the Nuggets' win over the Suns. The Joker's stat-stuffing night marked the first time in NBA history that a player recorded at least 30, 20, and 20 in the same game. Coming up at 8:35, remembering one of the great personal rivalries in NFL history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. We'll take a look at Jamie Raskin and Senator Chris Van Hollen and what they had to say about President Trump. Also, Kristi Noem, and she's got the names of the ice, the leakers of the ice.
A couple of them anyway.
Yeah. And she had a little bit of a showdown with Margaret Brennan over in CBS. Top story here, though, is Governor Moore's budget leadership, or lack thereof, is now being called into question by Republicans and some Democrats, although the Democrats aren't as public as the Republicans are. And as we now know, is the structural deficit ballooning to $3.3 billion. And we have, according to, and by the way, the Democrats are got their panties in a wad over the No More website. They filed official complaint.
That's great.
They want to know who's behind it. I'll tell you right now who's behind it.
Yes.
Okay? It's Lockdown Larry. Okay? It's not a big secret.
What a thing to be concerned about. Really, seriously.
Yeah, because they're calling it shadowy.
Oh.
You know, like most of what George Soros and the Democrats do is shadowy and sketchy. Anyway, so the last minute business service tax bill, that's the one it's going to charge 2.5% on just about every service in Maryland except for legal and medical. Those are pretty much it. The lawyers have protected themselves in Annapolis.
And that really surprises me, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
I know you're stunned by this. Manchester Town Councilman Ryan Nazelrod, he has a part-time landscaping business to support his family of five. He expressed uncertainty. He told Fox 45 he's worried about affording another potential 2.5% reduction to his business's income. So, like many other taxes and fee hikes, they may be passed on to his customers.
Oh, I feel like it was said that it's like we're going to tax like richer people and the middle class is going to be left out of it. But I'm a middle class guy. I have three kids. I'm trying to make it work. If my services go up, I have to afford for my family as well. And any business that's taxed, they often pass those taxes on to the customer. And I don't like doing that.
Yeah, and nobody likes doing it, but it's a business. You have to survive.
Well, at some point, the customer says that's too much to pay.
Right, and then they'll go seek someplace else. Maybe a landscape guy that is coming across state lines.
Or a landscape guy who has staff who are coming across country lines.
Right. In any event, Tyrone Keyes, he is a real estate and financial services expert. I know Tyrone's a great guy. He says he was asked a question, does Governor Moore have a management leadership issue?
Maryland definitely has a management issue because, again, they refuse to entertain options that would bring in revenue over the long term.
Yeah. And said they're hitting us with $6.9 billion in tax increases and fees and permit fee increases, et cetera. And Key says Governor Moore has taken his eye off the ball.
And the legislature is supposed to jockey for power, but you may not have as much of that coming from the executive because Wes Moore is a new governor. And look, I think everybody knows he's not fully focused on the state house. He's got his eye on, you know, bigger fish.
Not really focused. That's a very polite way of saying it. That sounds courteous.
All right. More on Governor Moore's lack of leadership and what the heck is going on in the city of Baltimore with the use of tax dollars. We'll have that story coming up as well.
A man who is always focused on who is in the left lane and who is right. And mostly he is right, and the rest of us are mistaken. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
How about 24-hour parking violation enforcement down in the city?
Really?
You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Overnight stuff. So if you're parked illegally overnight, you're abandoned or whatever, look out. They're coming to get you.
And they take and if you've ever been towed in the city, it is not a pleasant experience.
It is not.
No.
It is not. I mean, just watch parking wars on the cable.
Yes.
You know, see what they go through. Not only do they get you for the towing, but after 2 days, then it's storage. It's always fun. The Beltway with the normal delay still there, right around Hartford Road, the inner loop at Green Spring. The west side, in the last couple of minutes, actually had gotten a little bit better moving south from 795, so it's moving down a little faster now from that area and then through the ramps at I-70 and eventually down towards Route 40 West. Nothing major on the southwest side. That area of the Beltway at the BW Parkway still looks good. We've had no issues at all on the JFX for the traffic coming south. Looking at the camera at Ruxton Road, no problems there. And then southbound from there, looking at the city-county line, wide open, moving in to the twilight zone between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. Speed cameras are there, but no traffic cameras. You figure it out. We don't make any money on traffic cameras. I'm Chuck Whitaker with, just saying, with traffic and weather.
You do.
Yeah. Yeah, except you're...
I didn't ask for your comment.
You're 3% overage.
I didn't ask for yours either, Bert. I get 2% of the over-under.
That's right.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Well, the channel says sunny and mild and nice day today, 65, even better tomorrow, 70, dry all week. It'll cool down Wednesday and start to heat back up again. So right now it feels a little bit more like spring today. It's 40 and mostly sunny and 741 in Middle River. Time for us to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat Clown EV.
Once again on today, 15 in the morning on Monday, and it's time for us to head to the big top. Please head to the circus, head to the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and that's if a guy who currently, I think, is in a little bit of trouble legally. Matter of fact, he's about to be in more trouble legally if all the buzz from Washington, D.C. is correct. Yes, folks, it's Adam Schiff, who acknowledges he's in a little bit of trouble, but he ain't worried none.
They come after me all the time. Elon Musk and Donald Trump, they call me a criminal, they call me a traitor. Their MAGA minions online come after me to try to intimidate me, to create fear. I'll tell you my response. My response to that is, screw you and the horse you rode in on.
Whoa, he's taking a brave stance there. He's a brave stance kind of guy, isn't he? And then he says, please don't leave me out here on the slim all by myself.
We must not give in to this climate of fear. We are Americans. If our troops can face the bullets and the missiles and the dangers of combat, then sure enough, we can be courageous at home.
Yeah, thanks, Adam, very much for that. You know, you'd have a lot more credibility if you could actually present to us the information you've been saying you have for a couple of years. Like, for example, all that smoking gun information on Russia, Russia, Russia. If you could bring that forth, maybe we'd be a little more inclined to believe your protestations about how whisper clean you are and how dirty everybody else is. But no, I don't think that's going to happen. You turkey, get out of here.
And somehow he finagled his way to become senator.
Amazing.
Shifty Schiff versus representative. But people in California are just absolutely nuts out there. 8:17, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. We're talking about this service business, the business service tax, which is really going to hurt a lot of small businesses. That is the growth of jobs, and that is a growth engine here in the state of Maryland. And you're going to chase people out of the state. You're going to do all sorts of things. And this councilman, Nazelrod of Manchester, who owns the landscaping business, says this is a burden. You are burdening the middle class and burdening small business.
To put the burden on the taxpayer, that money has to come from somewhere, and evidently it's from me. We love this state, but we cannot, you know, continue to put up with this other stuff when other states offer a lot more opportunities for us.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's exactly what's happening. But the people like Delegate Ben Barnes of Anne Arundel and Prince George's County blaming Trump. Really? Did Trump pass an unfunded mandate that will cost the state taxpayers $40 billion over the next 12 years, called the Blueprint for the Future? Unfunded, folks. Was that Trump's fault? Did Trump pass or fund the red line, which nobody wants anyway? I mean, this is a symbolic waste of money. Or did Trump pass the Climate Control Act of 2022 here in Maryland on this climate change nonsense? Of course he didn't. And by the way, this write-down is being blamed on Trump with the Doge cuts, laying off. Well, guess what? A significant part of the revenue write-down for fiscal year 2025 occurred in 2024. Tax collections were down in 2024. President Trump could not have influenced the state's income during that period because he hadn't taken office yet. Okay, nice try, Ben Barnes. Goofball. And then let's look at Moore is hiring of 5,000 new state employees. At least 3,300 of those new positions can be attributed to his budget proposals and priorities. And guess what that's going to cost Marylanders?
I'll guess.
Average salary is $78,000. Cost of employment, total benefits package, $51,000 per hire, for a total of $426 million. That's a half a billion dollars. We got a $3.3 billion budget deficit. Half a billion of it right now could be taken care of with a state hiring freeze. Just don't hire anybody right now to where out of the woods. But no, he's going forward. He's going forward because he's
not only that. You know, I got to guarantee we're going to hire all these federal workers that are getting let off. Really? Why? Why is it the responsibility of the state of Maryland to pick up those particular costs?
All right, still to come, millions of dollars in unauthorized spending discovered in Baltimore, and also what your city taxpayer dollars are funding a group that advocates for a convicted cop killer. Kid you not. 8:20, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot here with you from now until 9 o'clock this morning. Of course, then Kim Klasick Live picks up right after the top of the hour. Christy Noe says that they have actually found a couple of the leakers. She says they found two. That doesn't mean there aren't more, but we'll find out from her coming up still on this show what she intends to do with those individuals now that they've been caught. 823 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. 895 is still slow coming into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Everybody's open and the traffic is moving into the tunnel southbound, but we're backed up still around the Erdman Avenue ramp, so it's still taking 15 minutes from there to come down through there. 95 next door looks fine right now coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just a brief delay atop of the hill at O'Donnell Street, but everybody's going into that area and then moving south and eventually down to 95 Russell Street and 395. All the lanes are open. Even the ramp now is much better from 95 onto Russell Street and out onto the parkway. So that's good news there. It was backed up earlier through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be a gorgeous day today. Sunny and dry and 65. Even nicer tomorrow, 70. Dry all week. So get outside and enjoy this wonderful stretch of late winter weather. Right after the big time change. Right now, sunny 40 in Ellicott City and 41 in Parkville.
I hate that time change.
I know.
I really do.
But it just doesn't look like it's half the people hate it and half the people love it. I'm just indifferent to it.
Oh, well, getting it, I mean.
Nobody likes having to lose an hour of
that's
sleep.
That's the thing. You know? Yeah, I mean, I don't care what time we're on. I would just like to stay the same. That's
do
fine.
We really? I don't need it to be light at like 8:30 at night. I don't need
no.
That.
And I would just know that the 24-hour clock means it's 24 hours, not 23 or 25, depending on what day of the year it is.
Well, the people of Arizona and Hawaii have weathered this storm.
Yeah, I think Indiana as well.
Parts of it, I think.
Yeah.
City of Baltimore spent nearly $3 million on unauthorized procurements last year, according to OpenTheBooks.com. Review of the city's Board of Estimates. 72 purchases circumvented city spending regulations and came without any prior approval or documentation. Boy, do we need DOGE. All contracts in Baltimore must be approved by the Board of Estimates. It includes the mayor, the comptroller, city council president. Here's some of the stuff they missed. The Sheriff's Department forgot to cancel its staff membership at Merritt Athletic Club, and it automatically renewed for $65,000. The Public Works Department was supposed to end its contract for document scanning. They didn't. Mistake caught last year cost us $36,000. Some unauthorized procurements took years to find. Last July, the city paid nearly $10,000 to CleanRite Corporation for dental supplies. I don't know why they would need dental supplies. Apparently, staff changes at city parks and recreation cost $50,000 to come up with referees for a youth basketball league. Last minute, they missed that contract. But wait, there's more. The city made mess of its $34 million rental car purchases, spending more money on an old contract years after it was known to have been overpriced. They even spent money on cars that did not belong to the city. They reimbursed one resident $50,000 after they auctioned off her car by mistake.
That's the most costly you go in the world right there.
That's right. Now, listeners, Baltimore residents would notice immediately if tens of thousands of dollars mistakenly went missing from their bank accounts, right? City funds should be treated with the same level of concern. That's why we need DOGE. And the city needs a forensic enema, is what it needs. But wait, there's more. We find out that city taxpayer dollars funneled on to advocate on behalf of criminals who were convicted of murdering police and attempting to murder U.S. military personnel. The Baltimore Children and Youth Fund guaranteed millions of dollars in taxpayer money every year through the Baltimore City Charter. It awarded $162,000 since 2023 to the Islamic Leadership Institute of America, according to Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland. The document detailed a conversation with children about people who are massively incarcerated in America and in Palestine, and how young people should help spread the word and take action to bring awareness to their peers. They were told to advocate on behalf of two individuals, Afia Sadiqi and Jamil El Amin. Let's start with Mr. El Amin, formerly known as H. Rap Brown. He's serving life in prison for his conviction in 2002 of murdering a police officer, injuring another police officer in Georgia. He gained fame as a Black Panther leader. Remember 1967? He said, violence in America is as American as cherry pie. And that's tax dollars are going to advocate on behalf of H. Rap Brown, now known as Jamil El Amin. Sadiqi, a Pakistani native who studied neuroscience in the U.S., was sentenced to 86 years in prison for the 2010 attempted murder and assault of U.S. nationals and U.S. officers. She was an Al-Qaeda operative, and in 2004, she was detained in Afghanistan in 2008, where she grabbed an unattended rifle and shot at U.S. soldiers while yelling, "Death to America." So your tax dollars in the city of Baltimore are being sent to the Islamic Leadership Institute and teaching children to advocate on behalf of convicted cop killers and people who wanted to murder U.S. military.
How marvelous.
Isn't that something? So, again, boy, do we need DOGE in the state of Maryland. Law Officer Michael A. Freeman wanted me to remind you that serious accidents do end up in serious injuries in some cases. And you need to have somebody who's going to advocate on your behalf. Somebody's going to put your recovery priority number one. And that firm is the Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman, because they take care of everything. Once you call them, you don't have to worry about a darn thing. They'll handle the insurance companies. They'll handle the doctors and medical costs if need be. And make sure you get the proper appointments for your injuries. And they'll let you focus on just getting better so you can get back to your family, back to work again, or back to running your business. So, again, hopefully you'll never, ever need their services. But they are there at maflaw.com. Or call 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. A case of measles has been confirmed in a Howard County resident who recently traveled internationally. The Maryland Department of Health says the case is not associated with measles outbreaks in either Texas or New Mexico. Out of an abundance of caution, health officials are trying to identify people who might have been exposed to the virus. And here's a short list, if you might have been. Anybody who visited Dulles, Terminal A, from March 5th, from 4 till 9 p.m., you may have been exposed. Anybody who visited the Johns Hopkins Howard County Medical Center Pediatric Emergency Department on March 7th between 3:30 and 7:30 p.m., you also may have been exposed. Baltimore's center stage, risking federal funding for refusing to comply with anti-DEI guidelines. The updated guidelines from the National Endowment for the Arts states that recipients must not include programs promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion to receive funding. Center Stage Managing Director Alan Frank says that the theater generally receives around $30,000 in grant funding, but the mission is a theater for everybody, and it will not change that to receive funding. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott, well, he's a daddy. For the second time, the mayor and his wife, Hannah, welcomed the daughter Saturday at International Women's Day. Mayor says Camden Lee Scott measured 19 1/4 inches length and weighed 6 pounds at birth. The mayor posted a message on social media saying Mama and baby Camden are doing great. And Baltimore police investigating several weekend shootings. Officers heard gunfire in the 3200 block of Chelsea Terrace at around 6:30 Sunday evening. Found a man with a gunshot wound. Victim taken to the hospital in serious condition. Around 9 in the morning, a man had turned up at the hospital on Saturday with a graze wound to the head. Police believe he was shot in the 1400 block of Myrtle. And shortly after 11, police called to a hospital for a report of a walk-in shooting victim. They're not quite sure where that one took place. 8:32, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Lotto number, pick 3, 252. Your pick 4, 6336. And now at 8:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Northwest side of the Beltway is slow. If you're coming up from Liberty Road, it starts to bog down just a bit right here at 795. And then looked at it, goes all the way through Green Spring and over to the JFX. And then down the hill to the JFX, the pace picks up. So it's going to be a little slow now from Liberty Road to the JFX. The west side is still there, and all the lanes are slowing. This one spot just won't go away this morning. Still there, 795, crossing Liberty Road under I-70, finally breaks loose as you cross the bridge and then start down the hill on the Beltway towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of sunshine this week and plenty of mild spring weather. 65, the high today. Tomorrow's even warmer, 70, and only briefly cooler Wednesday, 58 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Think of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. The Orioles and their fans gnashing their teeth, perhaps, this morning over the news that both starting pitcher Grayson Rodriguez and reliever Andrew Kittredge will start the season on the IL, with Kittredge out potentially 4 months with knee surgery. Rodriguez, in particular, has a lengthy arm injury history, including a bout of shoulder inflammation early last year and a lat strain that ended his season in early August. He also missed about 3 months with a lat strain while in the minor leagues back in 2022. NFL news, Ravens prevent left tackle Ronnie Stanley from testing free agency. 3 years, $60 million. The Browns re-signing pass rusher Myles Garrett to a $160 million contract extension, making him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. And the Steelers make a bold move acquiring wide receiver DK Metcalf from the Seahawks for a second round pick. Pittsburgh hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. 2016. A moving moment in College Park this weekend. During pregame ceremonies of the Maryland Northwestern men's basketball game, it was senior day. Julian Reese acknowledging the fans as they showered him with love for 4 years at Maryland. When the game began, Reese returned the favor.
Gillespie on the reload. He's such a great conductor of this offense. Off the screen, Gillespie, pocket pass. It's Reese attacking the rim and angry at the cylinder.
He did indeed call courtesy of Peacock. That's the NBC streamer. Reese with a double-double, 19 points and 11 rebounds in the game. The Terps beat the Wildcats. 74-61 was the final, securing a double bye in the Big Ten playoffs. Head coach Kevin Willard after the game on why Reese gave Maryland 4 years.
He wanted to get his degree from the University of Maryland because he's a Maryland kid, so it meant that much. He wanted to get back to the NCAA tournament, and he felt that this was the best place.
And, of course, Maryland will do that in 2025. College football news. Former Tennessee Titans running back Eddie George signing on to become the next head football coach at Bowling Green State. That is in Ohio, and which reminds us of the great personal rivalry that the Titans running back had with Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis.
I never missed a game because I gave it everything I had. But I tell you what I do miss. I miss the moment I had to look at Eddie George in his eyes.
We go way back. Ray said something like, if I saw you on the football field, I'd take you out. I said, man, you're too light in the ass, man.
And I was like, Eddie, really? Wait a minute now. Be careful now. I'm a different breed.
Ray and I didn't like each other. It was more than just a game. It was personal.
And more often than not, Ray Lewis got the best of Eddie George. And finally, Christopher Bell is on top for the third straight weekend, winning the Shriners Children's 500 at the Phoenix Raceway, becoming the first driver to win three straight races in a next-gen car in the history of the NASCAR Cup Series.
Hey, cool. That's cool.
Time now is 8:37. When we return, the debate continues.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, those comments from Ray Lewis and Eddie George about their rivalry back in the day, you know, first of all, those were the days. Those were great Ravens days. But I'm not sure that Ray Lewis, the way he played the game back then in the year, the early 2000s, that he could play that way in the NFL today. Because the rules have changed so much over the last 15 years.
Yeah, the targeting thing, you can't lead with the crown of the helmet anymore.
Correct. I mean, if you go back and you look at the Ravens defense in general in the year 2000, that defense would have got flagged 5-6 times a game for roughing, unsportsmanlike.
Who do you think would have flagged more, Suggs or Lewis?
I think Lewis may have got flagged. Well, no. Actually, you know what? That's a good question. I think Ray was actually more in control at many times than Suggs was.
Right. You mean they were actually playing football then?
You mean today?
No, then.
Oh, back then. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, gotcha.
We're moving towards flag football. I mean, it's obvious. Yeah. We may not get there 100%, but we're moving in that direction.
Well, the first thing, of course, is when we saw that Tom Brady was wearing a dress.
When was that? Like, what game?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
The referees.
It was all 272.
It was a dress made out of deflated footballs.
Yes. Yeah. Don't penalize
them. Yeah, I think I got to go, guys.
All right, Gary. Yeah. We'll see you in a couple. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, we'll hear what Senator Van Hollen, Jamie Raskin, said about Trump. And the case of the $100,000 federal employee who was paid to do nothing.
Oh, amazing. All right, so good news over this past weekend. Kristi Noem said that, guess what we've found? We have found two leakers inside her department who have been letting people know, hey, this is where ICE is going to show up. So you might want to get all the illegals out of there. And that, of course, placed ICE agents and others in rather direct danger, as somebody might say, oh, hell, I'm going to stay here and shoot at them for a while. So Kristi Noem says they have found two leakers as to what will happen to those individuals.
We have identified two leakers of information here at the Department of Homeland Security who have been telling individuals about our operations and putting law enforcement lives in jeopardy. We plan to prosecute these two individuals. individuals and hold them accountable for what they've done. And we're going to continue to do all that we can to keep America safe.
By the way, the penalty is up to 10 years in prison. My hope is they both get 10 years in prison because what they've done is a violation of trust. It's a violation of their oath. Federal employees take an oath, just as members of Congress do. And this is a rather large betrayal of the values of law, basically, of our being a country of law and order. It becomes a country of men and personal opinion otherwise. And that is what these individuals were saying. That my personal opinion is the law doesn't matter. My point of view matters. And then Kristi Noem went over and showed up on CBS talking with Margaret Brennan, who's married to John Brennan. So you might notice a slight similarity in political point of view there. She was asked by her, have you seen those horrible detention facilities?
Have you seen these Texas facilities where children are being held with their parents? Are you comfortable with it personally?
We've got detention facilities across the country, and they're specific ones that are built specifically for families if they are detained.
Yeah, all right. Specific. They're there for families if they are detained. And then she pointed out to Ms. Brennan, you know, people do have a choice. I mean, they make the decision to violate the law. They have a choice here.
Everybody has an option. They have an option to be here legally or illegally, and they can self-deport as well. We've set up a system and a website where people who are here illegally right now can register, and they can choose to go home on their own and keep their families united. Well, the kids do have a choice. If they have parents, they make a choice to keep their families together if they want to or not. If parents make a decision to leave their children behind, then that's a choice that they made as a family.
She pointed out, by the way, you know, Americans face the same dilemma, that if you commit a crime, and yes, crossing the border illegally is a crime, if you commit a crime, you may be separated from your children, because you're not going to toss them into prison with you. And people make choices. They understand the risks involved in those choices, and illegals understand full well. For example, as we were talking about earlier, the staff member for AOC, who is here illegally, made the choice to self-deport. Kristi Noem says, by the way, Margaret, let's point something out here. It's not that all of a sudden we have this new law in place. It's that the last guy, Biden, didn't follow the law.
He didn't follow the law in the fact that it's always been equally applied until his administration, and then he made decisions to ignore federal law.
The truth hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, there you go. The truth hurts.
Morning Drive fun fact. Yeah. John Brennan is 69. Margaret Brennan is 44.
Well, there you go then.
25-year difference.
I'm not going to say a thing. Although three jokes immediately came to mind.
Chuck, all three, not arable.
And Chuck will think of all three of them while he's doing traffic right now. And he also will not go there. We can guarantee it, because both of us want to be back tomorrow. Right, Chuck?
Yes, but if you listen close enough, there'll be a subliminal message.
Oh, I see.
I always like it when something sneaks through and it goes down the line and Sean can't do anything about it.
Yeah, we don't have a dump button for online yet.
Oh, I love to hear that. That just made my day. The Beltway Southwest side right here at the BW Parkway, that still looks good. The Parkway's been okay this morning. Typical ride anywhere around the Fort Meade area, but everybody's doing all right. The inner loop at Green Spring, just in the last 10 minutes since the last report, much better there, but still a little bit slow yet as you're coming up and around the curve from 795 towards Reisterstown Road, but it is getting better, and even the west side now is starting to loosen up. There are a few more gaps in the traffic, but slowing again right here at Liberty Road. It comes to a halt again, and I don't see anything south of there going down through I-70 towards Route 40, but there's a lot of traffic there. It finally does get better once we clear exit 15 at Route 40 and we start down the hill towards Frederick Road, but we're still jammed up in that area. I just don't see the reason why. But they're slowing, and they're kind of looking at something there right before Route 40 on the outer loop. Could be a broken-down vehicle. Might be a minor accident right in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. Next couple of days is going to be very spring-like. Sunny, dry at 65 today. Warmer tomorrow. Highs near 70. And right now, mostly sunny, 42 in Glen Burnie, 42 in Bel Air. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, the Democrats seem to be en masse attacking President Trump, accusing him of wanting to cut Social Security, cut Medicaid, and cut Medicare. The latest example, Senator Chris Van Hollow, last Wednesday after President Trump's speech to the joint session of Congress.
It was a very panicked tope. He was panicking here. I didn't think about it. I just jumped in. That he was just thankful that I got him out.
And then I'm thinking to myself, why are you wet? To me, it was a big deal. And, you know, he kind of plays it off a little bit because he's humble and he's a good young man.
I mean, for me, it was something that anybody else should have done.
All right, so we'll talk about that in just a second. But first and foremost, here is an update on the traffic situation.
Yeah, here's the reason for the backup coming down the Beltway towards Route 40. It's a broken down vehicle in the center lane and nobody behind it. He's in a bad spot here right as you're crossing the bridge at Route 40. So that's causing the backup that goes all the way back to 795. Heads up, once you get south of the bridge at Crosby Road, stay to the left and stay to the right. We'll come back with an update pretty soon. Okay, guys.
All right, thanks. Appreciate that. So that was our Feel Good News segment of the day. I forgot to mention that two high school golfers were playing each other in a tournament near Dallas 2 weeks ago. One of them ended up saving the other one's life. Just an amazing story. High school senior Anya Lucio heard his opponent yelling for help, found him in a water hazard.
Wow.
Turned out the kid fell in trying to grab a ball, couldn't swim. Anya pulled him out. He's okay. And that was Anya and his coach talking about what happened. Didn't know. Well, of course, any body of water you can drown in if you don't know how to swim.
Yeah.
So it must be. I didn't think water hazards were that deep. Because it was a child.
Half inch, yeah. You're drowned, you know.
I know, that's crazy. Now to Chris Van Hollow, criticizing President Trump for allegedly wanting to cut Social Security.
Last night, Donald Trump laid the groundwork for coming after people's Social Security benefits. So at last night's joint session, Donald Trump told lie after lie after lie. In fact, at some point, I just had enough and I had to get out of there. But one of the biggest whoppers last night was what he said about the Social Security Administration and the claim that they were spending like hundreds of millions of dollars sending benefits to dead people. This is just not true. It's false, but it's a telltale sign because what they want to do is go after people at the Social Security Administration who help process all those benefits for the American people. And that benefit will be worthless if there's nobody there to process your claim. So don't be fooled here when they say they're going to protect Social Security benefits when they're going to fire so many of the people who help get those Social Security benefits to you.
Well, first and foremost, Social Security is due to go bust. Yeah. In, what is it, about 2035, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So that doesn't mean you won't get any money, but your benefit will be reduced by 70% if something isn't done. So when you're looking at cost-cutting, if people aren't doing their jobs at Social Security, then you know, so be it. You're going to hear an incredible story here in just a second about a federal worker. But Trump said he would not touch the actual benefits. And he's also talking about not taxing Social Security. In the future for seniors.
For seniors, it would be great news.
It would be great news, and it'll be coming up in one of these packages. I don't know if it makes it in this CR, but sometime during the course of the year. What he is talking about, as we played last hour, is getting rid of the waste, fraud, and abuse in these programs. And there seems to be a great debate over the COBOL, the business software language they're using. It's hopelessly antiquated. It's outdated. That needs to be upgraded. Maybe computers, maybe with the use of AI. Who knows? Maybe that can help streamline things a little bit. And for these Social Security workers who are not pulling their weight, there are some good ones. There's some very good Social Security. My father was a disability judge with Social Security for years. And he often talked about how difficult it is to fire the bad ones.
Yeah.
You know, you want to reward the good ones, but fire the bad ones. O'Malley was on another radio station last week saying that Trump is taking a wrecking ball to Social Security. Well, we're going to have to do something about Social Security.
Yeah. And so we're going to have to adjust the age up.
Yeah, the thing. If you make it unlimited and you're paying Social Security no matter how much money you make, all the way till whatever, let's say you make $1 million a year, you may not ever use all of it, but it would still be there. It would be, you paid into it, So even if you don't need it, let's say you're a billionaire who doesn't need Social Security, it would still be there for you. You paid into it. It would be, that would be, I think, fair. And then you can decide what you want to do with your Social Security money if you want, if you don't need it, if you're wealthy.
The average age when Social Security was begun, Social Security age eligibility began at age 65. The average life expectancy of the American male at the time was like 63 and a half. The expectation was we wouldn't live long enough to actually collect most of it. So what's happened is they keep expanding the program without saying, gee, you know what, we really have to keep adjusting for the lifespan of the American
well, that,
worker. Yeah.
That and the fact that it used to be 4-to-1 paying in.
Yeah. Well, it used to be 17-to-1,
Sean. 17-to-1 when it first started, but in the modern era, it was like right after the Great Society, right. It was like 4-to-1. Now it's like 1.4-to-1 or whatever.
And that's
like
just, that. For a worker, that's not going to be sustainable.
All right, coming up next, we'll hear from Jamie Raskin. Also, Cheryl Atkinson interviewed a federal worker. Wait to hear what he was paid and what he did for that compensation. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, best of which can be heard each and every day and seen WCBM.com and on our Rumble page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over 4 decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
8:53 right now, Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
This broken down vehicle still there. He's in a bad spot. He's in the dead center lane. Could be a she, but either way, the vehicle's in the dead center lane on the outer loop right at Route 40, and there is nobody with it. No state police, no state highway, and they're running right up on it. It's a black vehicle, so it's hard to see it until you get right there. I've seen several near misses, so it's right there, and it's still creating a backup. It was back at one point to Liberty Road. It's still back to at least I-70 and back towards the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So once you get south of the bridge at Crosby Road and from I-70, left lane and the right lane, just to make sure he's sitting dead center in the outer loop center lane on the Beltway through there. A little slow yet for the traffic at the Old Harbor Tunnel coming in from Eastern Avenue. 95 still busy, top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp, but with the lanes clear. State Highway, by the way, has just arrived now
into the center lane. They'll get them out of there shortly. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Oh, it's getting really nice. Sunny, mild, dry, 65. You want to watch Kim smile?
She's still waiting.
Tomorrow,
she's still waiting for your coat.
Sunshine and 70. That's the magic mark for Kim Klasick. 70. Yeah. Right now, 44 in the city, 43 in Annapolis. Kim is joining us now to talk about what's happening on Kim Klasick Live this morning.
I am so happy. You have no idea. I've been waiting for this forever. I am so excited about it. So today I'm going to celebrate by going to the driving range. Yeah. I'm going to hit some balls, and I'm being just excited outside.
That's going to be great.
Yes. All right, so we have a lot to talk about today. Governor Westmore wants more glamour shots.
Yeah.
And realized that he didn't have enough.
Was this the photographer number three?
Yes. What is up with this? You know?
Is this, maybe it's like boudoir shots he wants.
Maybe. I thought I was vain, okay? This guy takes the cake. I've never seen somebody that was so obsessed with looking at themselves. But we're going to talk about that because I don't think taxpayers should have to pay for that. I said the same thing when Mayor Brandon Scott hired that, it was like a digital creator that was also doing videos and photos for like $2 million. That was just 2 years ago. So we'll talk about that. Also, border crossings down significantly. Really love the fact that Kristi Noem, our now DHS secretary, is talking about how great things are. And then the measles. I did have a post over the weekend before I found out about this person being infected in Howard County. And my post is, I blame it on illegal aliens. And I'm not going to take that back as far as the measles outbreak here.
Well, in Texas and New Mexico.
In Maryland?
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, it's in New York. It's in California. The sanctuary states.
Yeah.
And this person that supposedly has it right now was traveling internationally.
Yeah.
And I'm not walking that back. But there were some people that were upset about that over the weekend. So we'll talk about it.
Well, we have seen the rise in certain diseases that have been pretty much eradicated, you know, in the U.S. They have come back with a vengeance because of many of these other.
Like leprosy, for example.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. By the way, we had a microphone hidden in your office earlier this morning when you were hearing about the forecast for later on this week. So I wanted people to know that Kim does talk with herself while she's doing a show prep. And I thought you'd like to hear what she had to say this morning.
It's so cold. My body not made for cold. My body made for Margaritaville. I want margarita and palm trees, not cold and boom. It's so cold.
Is that me?
Hard to recognize your own voice sometimes.
It is hard. That is, but you know what? It sounds like something I would say.
Yes.
Kim's coming up next.
Thanks,
right now,
guys.
For 9 o'clock news. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live. Jamie Raskin. You know what? Let's save Jamie Raskin. Let's skip to the next. You got to hear this.
Yeah.
Cheryl Atkinson for Sinclair, Full Measure. She found a federal employee. And listen to what he's paid and listen to what he does for that compensation.
When this government worker goes to the office every day,
there's nothing to do. There's nothing to pretend to do.
Though Edward McSweegan once managed a large portfolio of research at the National Institutes of Health, NIH, his work days have been pretty much empty since
March 1996.
It's not that he doesn't want to work. He says they won't let him. Meantime, taxpayers are covering his generous paycheck.
How much do you get paid to do nothing?
About $100,000 a year.
So what do you do all day when you go to the office?
I've managed to publish a couple of books, some short story fiction, a little bit of nonfiction writing.
Yes, with all that free time and with taxpayers footing the bill, he's become a successful mystery writer. And more.
I wound up joining a health club near the office just to sort of break up the day.
Oddly enough, he's been getting good job reviews.
I guess I'm good at doing nothing.
What the hell?
True story.
They won't let him do his work?
They won't let him work for whatever reason. $100,000 a year. He does nothing. He writes mystery books during the day and works out. And he's doing it at taxpayer expense.
Wow.
Now, there are a lot of good federal employees. This seems like he's a nice guy. Wants to do his work. But this is government work for you.
Either give him something to do or say, we don't need you.
We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680.